broadcasting WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, my goodness! Yeah, I'm hearing you! Yes, open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk. Yes, I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bags from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Was there a fart on the end of that?
I couldn't be.
Something rude sounding.
No, we don't play that sound anymore.
Hold on a second. I'm totally unprepared for that.
Were you?
Yes.
You weren't expecting that.
No, hold on.
I don't know what was that.
That's something Beth Ann made. I hope the fart's not something Beth Ann made, but...
Well, hear it again.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bags from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
No, you know what I
think
it is?
That's real.
What do you think it is?
I think it's an engine, like, zipping by, like
okay.
An airplane.
Okay, let's
all
say
right.
That.
All right.
I think it's Beth Ann cutting a big one.
You think so? Let's listen again.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bags from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Rob's right.
It's like an engine. It's a comedy airplane engine.
Because you hear the,
I'm sorry, I'm late.
It sounds like a fart.
It does.
We should bleach that right out of there.
I mean, are you ever happy, Don?
Yes, I am. I'm happy right now. Bleach, baby, bingo.
It is.
Okay. Bleach, baby,
sure does,
bleach, baby.
Sure does sound like a fart, Beth Ann.
Okay.
That's okay.
Let me hear it again.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bags from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my.
It sounds like the Elton John one.
So embarrassed.
Hey, Don.
Oh, it's louder than the Elton John one.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, Beth Ann.
There's some other cuts if you want to play them.
Get it?
Cuts?
Cuts.
No, B.A., that's okay. I just like the fact, B.A., that you're working the fart humor back into the show.
We won't tell.
There you go.
We have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It's not a fart.
We wash our hands of that.
Okay.
Good habit.
We bleach. We bleach our hands of that. All right. Good day to you, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
Good day.
And hey.
She said goodbye.
Isn't that nice?
She said goodbye.
She's happy, too.
Look at us like we're happy because she said goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Hello to you.
Hello.
Hold on. Jerry, you're in here.
Hello.
Right. Hi, Johnny.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Everybody here.
How's your dystrophy?
Oh, dear.
Good afternoon.
Oh, no. What have they been talking about now?
You'll find out.
I know I will.
It's a new game.
Oh, dear.
How's your dystrophy?
Oh, my God.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Singing Greeting Card and all the ships at sea. Still recovering from all the partying they did last night.
Oh.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
And Mike O'Mara.
Like it's 1999.
Hello.
That's how we partied last night.
Hello.
1999.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm going to do better out of practice, I am. I'm going to do better.
Don't worry, Michael. It was a great party.
We had a great time.
Yeah, right. Hey, Don and Mike, it's Eddie Money, the Money Man. Had a great time at that party.
At that party.
Don and Mike show. Mike. New episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
050405.
I'm Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No,
he's not Victoria.
Start the show today, little Aerosmith. Yeah. Eat the Rich.
Love that song.
Uh-huh. You.
Where else would you rather be?
Right.
Than right here.
right now.
Right now.
Like playing that tape again. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
I'm hearing you.
Thank you.
Shut up.
From Canada.
Can you hear me?
Who can?
From Mexico. It's 877. I'm sorry, 800. Hold on.
I'm hearing you.
Shut up.
All right, it's 877.
No.
No. 800.
Thank you.
636-1067.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on WJFK-FM.
Let's go.
Hey, what that station remind you of, Rosie?
Toilet station.
Yes, toilet station. That's too much. I got to turn those tapes off.
How's your father doing?
Sorry.
Our daddy is dead.
Call us.
No.
All right, one more.
I want to see you.
That's the worst one, I think.
I want to see you.
All right.
Shut up.
All right, let me turn that off and get back to this page. Here we go. I'm back on track. America, 877-365-3636. Canada, Mexico, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. That's how you can call us. We take calls all the time during the show. And Mike and Buzz had their... Yeah, I feel like I got to wait for the song to end. Mike and Buzz had their big lessons today, and now each of them is putting on...
Our do-rag.
This is ridiculous.
Man.
You guys look like that idiot in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
So this is a little side gag that each of you had planned.
How you doing, brother?
For the beginning of today's show.
That was our... That's our gag. That's our mutual gag.
We're bikers. We're bikers now.
You don't get
one.
The same laugh as I get. Yeah. I'm getting pointed at right now. Yeah, I know. But hey, when the sunglasses are matched with
it, oh my God,
stay out of my way.
So you both have very attractive bandanas around.
They're not bandanas.
They're
do-rags.
You look like you could be in a gang, the Fags.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot my glasses.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's all a nice touch.
Yeah. Were you looking for them?
Our gloves.
You find your glasses?
Our leathers.
No.
And our do-rag.
Yeah. Pulling out of Parliament.
Another prop, yeah. It looks better. The do-rag looks better with sunglasses and a cigarette.
Does it really, Fonzie?
Yeah, it does. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, Mike. That's good. Why don't we take that picture for the website?
Okay.
That's
a sorry, you our you new gang.
I dare you to put that picture on the website.
I think I look cool.
I think we both look cool.
He's got the bandana on.
Hey, Jones. How you doing?
He's got the cigarette sticking out of his mouth. Buzz, in your case,
Here's
what I'll say to you.
What do you think? What's the impression you got here?
Chemo victim.
Chemo victim. That's what I was going for.
How's your chemo?
It's very cool to have these do-rags.
It is.
Because, Buzz, yours almost it looks like, from this angle where I'm seeing, almost looks like some type of a hospital head garment.
Yeah, like you could be a surgeon.
Mike, on yours, I can definitely see, feel the wind.
Yes, feel the wind.
I can read that on your headband.
It's what we bikers do. Yeah. It is what we bikers do.
Part of the brotherhood.
And
how we dress.
Very cool.
Accept it or don't.
It's very, very cool.
Well, Beth, let's get a camera in here. At least get a picture of these guys wearing their bandanas.
Yay.
Do you have it done with the cigarette sticking out of your mouth, Mike?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, howdy, Joe.
I got the camera. I'm coming in.
Joe.
Okay,
fantastic.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Joe.
All right, so we'll get Joe's reaction when he sees the punked up Mike and Buzz.
Should I come in and pose as a gang? I mean, you know, stand side by side with my motorcycle brother?
Would you rather pose alone or... Joe, what do you think?
What a couple of asshats.
They're do-rags.
You'll watch it or my homies.
All right, take
Mike. Fonzie?
Take Mike's picture. Just take Mike's first, then take Buzz's.
I don't know much about this one, but let's try it out.
Let me zip up.
Now, let me see. Buzz, the more I look at you now, you know what?
What?
This is actually going to be kind of a compliment.
Yes.
You know the Steven Seagal movie Under Siege?
Uh-huh.
With Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
You look like Tommy Lee Jones.
I guess that's kind of a compliment.
Go to our website later and look at the picture of Buzz and tell me if you... Hold on. What, Mike's checking out the picture of the Joe just took.
I don't know how to look at it.
We really do feel more like bikers now that we have the gloves and the do-rag.
What, Mike? What's up?
I look like such a tard.
Oh, now he's
disappointed.
Shouldn't have shown him the picture.
You didn't know.
I disagree, Mike.
You didn't know.
An ass hat.
He's taken off his do-rag in shame.
Horrible.
But
now
Buzz,
millions are going to see it.
Turn around and take the picture, because I'm telling you, there's a scene in that movie with Steven Seagal where Tommy Lee Jones has the decorative wrap on his head,
right,
and he's got the sunglasses on like Buzz,
right,
and he's just got a giant knife, a cleaver, and he slams it down and gets a piece of roast beef and puts it up to his mouth and goes,
yeah,
I'm in control of this boat now.
Yeah.
So does this mean you guys are going to go to like some of those biker barbecues down in Fredericksburg?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
For you.
Which I could.
No, they kick your bike over and smack you upside the head.
I'm a tough guy.
You got all your teeth.
I don't think so. It's a brotherhood, as I understand it.
You're going to look like the neighbor lives across the street from me who drives up on his Harley. He's like 55 years old. He's got all the gear, and he gets off in front of his suburban townhouse and looks like a total DB, for lack of saying the actual words.
DB.
Bag?
Yes. Can you say that anymore?
Douche?
Okay.
All right, Joe.
I don't know the rules.
Way to get around the new rules. I was thinking, you know, Beth Ann's word.
Yes.
Let me ask her if she was...
That's the universal D.
Let me just find out if she thought that.
I was putting all kinds of B's after that word.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay, bye, Beth Ann.
Take another one, Joe.
Mike's going to do a different pose, I think, this time.
All right, should I wear it higher on the head?
I think it looks good.
Wait a minute. No, not from down low.
No, I'm serious.
Not ass hat, not from down low.
This is my brother today.
Taking the most flattering shot again. Here we go.
Let
me see that one.
Mike's showing up.
You notice how Joe wants to like linger at the microphone, but as soon as he takes a picture of me, he wants to run away.
Second picture has more of a feminine side.
That's much better.
Yeah. Okay, so those can go on the website?
That's much better.
All right, send those over. Chop, chop, Joe.
Thanks,
they'll
Joe.
They'll be up sometime. Donna Mike website.
I will not look like a DB.
That's right.
DB.
I look pretty on my motorcycle.
I was thinking D and B's. He thinks you look like the guy, his neighbor looks like a D and B's.
No, I was thinking Beth Ann's word and bag.
Yeah.
That is a good hat.
Yeah, but who keeps theirs in a bag?
The hat is functional.
I don't
Not only
it.
Stylish.
Yeah.
The hat is the main purpose of the hat, of the do-rag.
If I had to carry mine, I would carry it in a nice bag, though. I would get me a very nice bag. I don't care how effeminate it would make me appear.
Uh-huh.
If I had to carry my D in a bag, I would, thinking about D bag.
Right.
I would get a nice purse. I'm going to say
a,
that.
A nice coach purse.
Yes.
Homo.
Okay, go ahead. Say that. I'm telling you.
Not red velvet?
I'd go red velvet.
I might get like the type of case that back in high school that the band members would put their trumpets in.
An instrument case that had
the velvet inside it.
With the letters spelling out D on the side of it.
Perhaps a flute case.
D-O-U.
Well, maybe for you a flute. And then for me, you know, maybe more like an oboe.
And remember, someone who plays the big brass instrument is a tromboner. That's not funny.
Well, you know, these do-rags have a function.
Yes.
To keep the hair together under the helmet.
I thought it was to make the women come running.
Well, protect your deer. Well, watch out.
That also works.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Here comes the traffic department.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, the company you work for, they pretty much suck.
Yes.
Well, you giving us some kind of bulletin here?
That's
Hold on. Someone should call the breaking news line. We've got a bulletin.
They pulled a plug on WQSR this morning in Baltimore.
Oh, I heard about that. Listen.
And you know what? It sucks.
And they suck. Breaking news. Okay.
And I'm glad you guys still have your job because these bits you talk with Roni, the retarded woman, make me laugh.
Makes you laugh. Well, that's good.
Right. Well, at least there was one positive out of the phone call.
So yes, like the breaking news. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Yeah, I wasn't even going to discuss that. That's I got a call from somebody inside that radio station today. Hipped Rob to it right before it was going to happen. Uh-huh. The station in Baltimore and the Infinity station WQSR.
Yeah, what they do now?
They made it Jack FM.
That's the way of the future.
And from what I've heard of it, I listened, I don't know, on and off for an hour or two after I was hip to the fact that they were going to make the change.
Right.
It's not, at least at this point, it doesn't sound like a We'll Play Anything format.
Okay.
It sounds like they've got a list of about 300 records.
Mm-hmm.
I heard stuff like Shaken by Eddie Money. Mm-hmm. I heard You Make Love and Fun by Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. All I Need Is a Miracle by Mike and the Mechanics. And then a new song by Avril Lavigne.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sound like crap.
But you see, it's that image of Jack when it's really not. I mean, they're playing whatever the essence of Jack.
It's exciting to me, though, when some radio visionary does something that no one else is doing. So on that level, it's exciting.
Very, very exciting.
So anyway, what's happening up there in Baltimore, and all of our stations in Baltimore, including the one that we're heard on, even though we're not live up there, there are shows that are live on Live 105.
They're in the same building.
HFS. Though. They're all in the same building. It's like eight stations in the same building. So I guess in one half of the building now, you know, all these people are having to clear out their desks and stuff.
Yeah.
Although
they've got some nice music to do it, too.
I don't see why, even though I've heard that this new eclectic mix of male-oriented rock, which is what they're doing. I don't see why you got to get rid of Johnny Dark.
Right. he could play Jack.
Sure,
absolutely.
Sure
he knows absolutely. Jack.
He knows Jack.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
I call him Johnny.
Johnny.
How's your disc jockey?
Johnny Dark. How are you,
Mr. Dark?
He's almost, what, 45, 50 now?
Oh, easily.
He's been doing it a very long time.
Yes, he has.
Experience. Very long time.
Hi, everybody. One, old, two, seven. Jack. JD. Johnny and Dark with you. Anybody remember Nirvana? The late Kurt Cobain on a tragic passing by him. The drummer. The drummer was Dave Grohl. Now he's with Foo Fighters. It's a Johnny Dark instant request for Babs in Timonio. It's nice to know so many nice people. Johnny Dark with you.
Way to go, Johnny.
On the new Jack FM.
Yeah.
Johnny.
You gotta like any DJ named Johnny.
Johnny Dark, who used to work at the station in Baltimore, is one of the original Johnny Darks. There were two or three Johnny Darks, but he was one of the original ones.
Been doing it in Baltimore for an extremely long time.
Right. I think I mentioned, I enjoyed listening to him sometimes, the way Home Brown says, being commercial. You know, you turn on that station. I would hear him, you know, doing old-time radio.
Very good.
And now, what's he gonna do?
So they're bringing in a whole bunch of new troops over there?
I heard no DJs.
Oh, okay, so great.
Well, that also helps with, Mike, the old bottom line.
Yes, sir,
of course.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out what I heard.
When you got to trim those costs.
And, you know, who knows what I heard, if it's true or not. I just know when you hear it from a disgruntled, soon-to-be former employee, that most times the info's right on.
I think they're going to hire disc jockeys, but they're all going to be named Jack.
Jack?
Yeah. Jack Dark.
Jack Dark.
This is the ratings.
Jack Dark. Hello there, Don and Mike.
I'll have Jack for ratings.
Hello.
I just had a question for Buzz and Mike.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yes, dear.
Yes, is it going to be the Confused Throttle Gang or the Reverse Throttle Gang?
Yeah, funny. You better not be near my hog, brother. We'll run ye over. Absolutely.
Don and Mike show, hello.
I want to know who's going to play Pinky Tuscadero.
I'll be taking that role.
Yeah. We're looking
for our Pinky.
Buzz has already jumped in front of the bullet for that one.
Buzz had a helmet today, though.
Yeah.
He got a new helmet. They brought Tom and Dave brought him a helmet.
So they brought you a fancy helmet today. You didn't have to wear a hairnet today.
Didn't have to wear a hairnet because I had my do-rag and I had a nice black helmet to wear.
I always liked Pinky Tuscadero's cousin Bleachy.
You know what I heard about her though?
What?
All they say she's just an ass.
Yeah. Bleachy Tuscadero.
Bleachy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah,
Total ass. Hello?
She can party, though. She can party more than her sister. I went out and party with her one
Who's
time.
Who's her sister, Mike?
No, her sister is Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh, yes.
But Bleachy Tuscadero is a party animal.
Really?
One weekend, I got home like 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I was wiped.
You say that to Pinky or to Bleachy?
Both.
Actually, after some bleach, aren't they both Pinky?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Pinky Tuscadero would be a perfect name, because I think after Bleachy, it's Pinky.
Yeah, it's like one of those oxymoron things.
Yeah,
we're combining too many words here. It's like
like tie-dye jeans.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate. Mm-hmm. You got chocolate. No, listen, you got Pinky in my... You got Pinky in my...
In my Bleachy.
My Bleachy. No, you got Bleachy in my Pinky.
Well, as they say in Asia, no Bleachy, no Pinky.
That's right.
Hello.
Right you are.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, here in Sacramento, we have Bob FM.
And I'm sure it's tearing up the market. I'm sure it's tearing it up, right?
Part of the promos for Bob FM, they talk about Bob likes this and Bob likes this. And he says Bob hates corporate radio.
The creation of corporate radio.
Because it's corporate radio that's running these formats that are supposed to be playing anything. Listen, it's the new fad.
Yeah.
It's the new thing.
We'll see how it lasts.
3 or 4 months. I've said this about it. It's flavor of the month.
Sure.
Friend.
That's right.
It's the flavor of the month.
They come and go.
These radio guys. These brilliant radio guys.
They come and go, too.
Like President Hughes. What a great time we had at that party last night with President Hughes.
I really didn't expect to stay as long as we all did. it ended up being something fabulous.
Yeah, the house was rocking.
Here's what this ratings party was like for radio station WJFK last night.
Yeah.
I told my wife when I got home, she said, what was it like? I said, it was like a work release program. It was really like if you're in jail and then they said, okay, now for 45 minutes, you're going to be able to go out and go into the real world, but don't forget, when you go out in the real world, like, you can't go anywhere.
Exactly.
We're going to be with you at all times.
You could have looked down at the floor and seen ankle bracelets on everybody.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the gold kind.
Right. No, he's talking about the Martha kind.
Martha Stewart kind.
So we get to this party, and there's not only are there no disc jockeys there.
Right.
There's nobody from the programming department there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody.
Wow.
It's a bunch of salespeople
right.
who have been ordered to go to this party.
Uh-huh.
And we walked in, and I immediately sized this up. It's, oh, God, painful, because I wasn't going to drink. I wanted to get home and see American Idol.
Of course.
So I'm thinking, okay, do this without alcohol. Do this without alcol. I sat down at the bar. I talked to had a Diet Coke.
Right.
Talked to the pixie hair girl. She seemed
Meredith.
Nice enough.
I like Meredith.
And I said,
very nice.
Listen, can you help me out on something? I don't even know her name. And she said, sure. I said, but I know her from seeing her. And
right,
she's around enough that I say hello to her. I said, that guy right there in the red shirt, who's that?
Yeah, the guy that came up to us right when we first walked in.
She turned around and she said, oh, that's a part-timer. I said, okay. Then I said, and that guy over there, that guy in the blue shirt, who's that? She turns and goes, he's a sales liaison. Then, like the third time, I said, who's that? She said, don't you know anybody? No,
we don't.
No, it's impossible because there's no one here ever.
No, right. I would say, well, I'm here every day, you know, for 4 or 5 hours,
right?
6 hours, you know.
That should be funny.
I see plenty of people. I mean, they walk by the window and annoy the hell out of us.
Right.
We know the people. We know the people that work here. So it was like going to a party. It was almost like going to one of those set up where you're going to speed date people because you would get to the
well,
party.
It's a key party.
Yeah.
It really was.
That's a funny concept. That's a funny concept.
Terrific.
Can you imagine some of the keys?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I think I know what Madonna's driving.
I equated to speed dating that what I did was I tried to go around the room as fast as I could so people wouldn't think I'm a jerk face. Go around, at least say hello to everybody. Hi, glad you're here for the party. And I did that in approximately 5 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I was ready.
Oof. It's never, ever been like it was last night.
So here's my dilemma.
True.
I say, okay, that's it. I got to go. I even spent time with President Hughes, which was just like pulling teeth. Because at one point, I actually ran out of things to say to the guy. and you know, it's one of those awkward times where we've made enough small talk, and he's got a drink, and I've got my drink. And we're,
Yeah.
And he looks away, and I look away, and really, there's nothing to be said.
Right. Yeah.
He just, and then he says, "Well, I really appreciate you coming by tonight." Well, you throw one hell of a spread.
And then the fact that everybody was like jammed into this one corner of the restaurant.
So then I
had nothing to do with it.
I left, and then I got outside, mm-hmm. and I saw people looking at me through the window, and I thought, oh, no. People are going to think that I'm, you know, like I'm pissed at Hughes' wife again or something. She wasn't there. She would have livened up the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go back in, and I dive back in for another 10 minutes.
Right. For you.
And Buzz, now you're a butterfly at this thing.
I tried to hit as many people as possible. I don't know why. I think of myself as a gregarious guy, and I was very uncomfortable. I don't think I've ever been that uncomfortable at a station function.
It was the vibe. It was
we walked in
physical setting.
It was almost like people were trying to... ignore. Oh, I didn't get that sense. It was uncomfortable.
Not ignore, but it just wasn't the...
I didn't find
usually
that, yeah.
We
ignore
get, you know...
Ignore you or just ignore everybody?
Ignore everybody.
Yeah.
Ignore... Everybody was kind of... Everybody had... There were people in a corner. They were talking in pockets. And then a bunch of people at the bar.
No.
And it was just kind of...
That's fragment. That's fear. They're not ignoring you. They're just... Everyone's afraid of everyone else.
Who was making the most noise?
Making the most noise at
because
the party.
Because I unfortunately couldn't make it myself.
Over by Madonna,
Julie.
Where Julie, Madonna, and Shandell were hanging out.
Yeah. Julie.
POS.
Thank God for that.
Julie's not a POS. She's a POA.
But I like parties. There's a bulletin.
Hello?
Beth Ann, that was your first WJFK ratings party, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was the first ratings party, but I was at the Christmas party.
Okay, well, let's take that out of the equation.
Okay.
The Christmas party was incredible.
And what a great place.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Thank you. We all know why that is.
So the food was great.
So now, come on. Beth Ann, you were also one who arrived early and left early. I saw you.
Late.
No, I arrived late because it started at 6, and we all...
You arrived early like we did as soon as the show was done.
Right.
We were down there within 5 minutes. This joint was right down the street. How would you rate it? You're an outsider. You've been to other radio station functions. Now, you've worked here for a year. You saw a ratings party. How would you describe it?
I couldn't wait to leave. It was very tense. It's like you wanted to tell people, are you as uncomfortable as me? Is this terrible? But then it was a nice place, and I kept thinking, you know, this is a nice thing to do. Why do we feel this way?
Right.
And since everybody felt that way, it was just multiplied.
I know why.
People who were there.
His name is Michael Todd Hughes.
The atmosphere is tense. It's more tense than it's ever been.
And I don't think it was the place. I think it was the people that were tense.
Yeah, but logistically, Beth Ann, people being in the corner, there's not really room to mingle. I mean, everybody's kind of sandwiched in there.
Was it kind of the dynamic that someone thought there was going to be an intervention at any time?
I was hoping there was.
It was strange.
And the longer I stayed, and I really tried to talk to people that I normally wouldn't talk to.
Right.
Yes.
And found out that they don't want to talk to me anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
really?
The magic.
I find that hard to believe.
I really did try, and then I just went over to Madonna and Ant here, and I thought we were kind of I was having a good time with the group of people that I could speak with.
You want to know when it's a bad party? It's a bad party when I walk in, the only person I'm talking to at length is Steve Johnson.
I know. That was what I walked into. You were talking to him.
Hey, how are you?
Steve
Johnson, who last night went to
and Dave Howard.
Steve Johnson last night at 7 o'clock was already well into his 13th hour of drinking beer of the day.
It was disturbing. To say the very least, it was disturbing. And nobody was sloppy.
You usually
have at least one person who's a little sloppy. We didn't have anybody who was sloppy.
You know, thank you, B.A. Let's get one more opinion on this.
Okay.
Julie Fullman was certainly the life of the party.
She's a very energetic, very vibrant individual who likes to celebrate.
Without her and Madonna, it would have been like a library.
Mm-hmm. I bet she'd liven up a funeral. Julie Fullman.
We found out last night.
Yeah,
she did.
She's 281.
She was back in the, what I like to call the hot corner.
Uh-huh.
Is Julie?
Hi, Julie. It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. So that party last night.
The greatest party ever.
Why was it good or bad in your opinion? Please feel free.
Why was it blank in your opinion?
I just did the loud sigh.
You have a political asylum. Okay. You are free to speak of your leader.
You granted her immunity?
Yes, mm-hmm. on this show.
Well, I will say this, and I said to Mike last night, and I did say to Michael Hughes, you know, the funnest party we had, besides the ice cream social, was the Christmas party, the holiday party at O'Meara's this year. That was
God
awesome.
Bless you, my dear.
It's true.
Now, come on, I'm playing the thank you music. Don't give my Mike's already had a plug, but what, really? You think it would have been better at Mike's joint?
Yes, because it was just... It wasn't relaxed. There was hardly any drinking. There was hardly... There wasn't very much food.
Did you feel the tension that Beth Ann spoke of?
Yes.
Why do we have that tension, Julie?
That's a great question.
It is.
You know, especially since you guys moved downstairs, I don't know why we still have that tension.
Yeah, see, we moved downstairs. Remember that major move to move downstairs has really not affected any major change.
But the thing is, I don't think the tension, when I said about the tension, I think the tension was there before we got there.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, so I'm saying if we're not the cause of the tension, like if everybody...
You're not.
Unless everybody was having a great time until we walked in, and then they all acted like Night of the Living Dead.
I think the reason everyone was on eggshells is because the sales staff was required to go.
That's a factor. The place was a factor.
But, I mean, even if it was really good, which maybe it was, if you're required to be there, it's different.
You know, seriously, I do remember a time when those kind of parties were... I mean, if you missed them, you were really missing something. You really...
Mm-hmm.
And now that's that just doesn't happen anymore.
Never a food fight anymore?
No.
Okay, well, who's going to tell
you? You know what, really seriously, though, logistically, I think if we could spread out like that place that we went to that's in between here and that other joint, the place with the pool tables.
I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's room to spread out a little bit.
Perfect place.
I think he's got to do something though. I think he's got to like put on a magic show or something for us. He's got to do. He's got to
like have one of those shows like Alan Goodman used to have.
Yeah, he's got. Uh-huh. You know, he's got to have a little of that Ziegfeld Follies in him. He's got to be kind of P.T. Barnum.
A showman.
Show business.
I mean, for goodness sakes,
here comes B.A.
You mean like disappear?
Wow.
Okay, the gag gang working overtime.
Be careful there, McBride.
Oh, Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team.
Okay, thank you, B.A.
You think he knows how to spin plates on sticks?
How long did you stay at the party, Julie?
It's a requirement for the
gym. I was there until 8 o'clock.
Hey, way to go. You
promptly,
stayed...
did everyone leave promptly at 8?
You know, when I left, there was only 3 people there.
Wow.
Gag. Jag Ben.
Ben.
Ben the janitor.
Yeah,
Jag, who flew in on his
carpet.
Flying carpet.
Well, the reason Jag and Ben were there is I know they drove over together in the station truck.
Let me get
truck.
The sound of Jag flying over on his carpet.
The station carpet.
They came together, so who was the odd person? Who was the third?
You know what? There was actually four. The lovely interns, Kitty, my adopted daughter, and Shayla.
Is Kitty the redhead?
Yes, I love her.
Oh, yes.
Yes. How much do you love her?
I just wish we could have kept her. She's like, she's so cool.
She's gone too?
Yeah, she's, her internship was over.
So we send her to a rendering plant? Is that what we do when we're done with her?
We'll turn her into soap and bread. Grind her down. All right.
Wow.
All right, Julie. Well, who's going to tell Hughes that party sucked? Because we got to have a better party next time.
Yeah. Or fix this one.
Who's going to tell him? Why don't you tell him? Aren't you second in command?
No way. I think like Steve Johnson or Hedges, David Howard.
Howard. I motion that Dave Howard talks.
Yeah, have Dave Howard do it.
Okay,
Dave
I will. Howard. Thanks,
okay.
guys.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
That's all she needed.
She's on
She's sprinting down the hall. Dave Howard!
I think that was technically supposed to be a Cinco de Mayo party. Do you think they couldn't get trade on the actual day? And they had to do it 2 days before?
Let's try knucklehead sales guy Dave, what's his name?
Dave Howard.
Dave Howard.
You'll hear it in a second.
Dave Howard.
They just didn't have the sombreros. Very frustrating.
2812. At home, if you want to call Dave Howard, just pick up your phone and dial 2812.
That's his extension.
He's there always.
Or shine the big tool signal in the sky.
A wrench.
I was talking to him with Steve Johnson.
A big turn off the alarm hammer. Come on, we'll just get his voicemail.
It's good to know it wasn't us.
Hi, it's David Howard. You reached my voicemail. Sorry I've missed your phone call.
Dave Howard.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Thanks and have a great day.
Good acoustics on that.
Yeah. One new phone system.
Dave Howard.
Yeah, hello, Dave Howard.
Dave Howard, Don and Mike. We were talking with Julie Fulman about the ratings party last night.
She has a directive for you that we're just passing along.
She thinks you should go tell Michael that party sucked and the next party has to be better.
Absolutely.
Because it all starts at the top. Mm-hmm. Dave Howard.
You know the key to perhaps a better party? Trapping everyone. I hate to say this, but, you know, we have those boats that they run around here, you know, where you put everybody on a boat and you go out to sea.
Oh, God.
You know it's true. No oh one God. Could leave.
You know what you're...
No one could leave.
God, how about yeah. that? Trapped on the cruise ship Dandy.
Put yeah. everyone on the Dandy.
Yep.
Or better than that, the Odyssey.
That would be funny.
Wouldn't that be something? And then no one can leave.
Cruise?
You know, frankly, really, one of the problems with the parties that I've noticed with this group, with because everybody's so uptight and nobody wants to...
Oh, Dave Howard, we'll see you later, buddy.
Bye, Dave Howard. Nobody wants to embarrass themselves. I think
recording.
You trap them.
One,
no, two, I remember that.
You trap them. You trap people. You make it so people can't leave.
But is there trickery involved, or do we set it up like it's a dinner cruise and you all have to come to the Dandy?
Right.
But do we tell them that,
no,
or do
I
we
tell
say
them.
It's a party
no,
and
no,
then
you,
we trap them?
You say it's a party that you can't leave. Hold on.
Right.
Who's calling us back? Hello?
Dave Howard.
Hello?
Hello?
Speak to us. Is this Dave Howard?
Yes, it is.
Dave Howard, sales guy. Hey, it's Don and Mike. Hey, Dave Howard.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike.
We just left you a voice message. Dave, what did you think of the ratings party last night?
I think that there could have been better food.
That would have turned everything around.
Yeah, so, I think that better food.
Better food would have turned it around.
Listen, Julie has told us that you apparently are the highest ranking executive next to Hughes. So you're the guy that has to tell him that the party sucked. And what can you do about making the next one better, please, for all of us?
And making it soon.
We'll take on that responsibility.
Okay. Hey, nice phone, Dave Howard.
Okay, so if I call you back in an hour, will you have spoken to Michael?
I'll get on it for you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Dave.
All right, guys.
Hey, Dave, on a 1 to 10, how would you rate that party last night?
I'd say the food brought it down to at least a 7.
Again, the problem is the food.
So you think, Dave, the next party will be what, in like 3 months?
Yeah, I think we should go back to O'Meara's. Better food, better atmosphere.
And better pronunciation.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
How's your name?
Okay, thanks a lot for talking to us about this, Dave Howard.
Dave, how weird.
How weird. Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
bye,
kidding.
Dave.
You know,
bye-bye.
But there is an example right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all of this is actually...
We are beloved.
Upper management.
This right. This is quite helpful for me because I'm going through something now with Lady Botox.
is that her nickname now?
Well,
Lady Botox.
Although I say, since she got the shot,
yeah.
She can still frown with
sure.
the best of them.
Oh yeah, it comes back.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. She can fight the odds.
The ability comes back to frown.
Yeah. So I've been going through this thing. You know, my wife is turning 50 in now about a month. I made the cardinal sin the other day of saying, "Oh, wait, your birthday's not for a couple of months." Well, it turns out it's in 1 month.
Oh.
And we had gone round and round about what she wanted, and she wanted a singer, then she wanted to just have people over, then she wanted to have a big party, then she wanted to have a little party, and finally she decided what she was going to do was take her sisters and go down to Florida for a weekend, and the three of them were going to have a nice, great time.
That's a great idea.
So I thought that was the end of that. Oh. And then I get a call from one of my wife's friends saying, "What are you doing for Frida's birthday?" And I said, "Well, it's handled." And the friend, who was trying to be very nice, said, "Well, I really think that she would like something else." And she threw out all the stuff that I should think about. And I was saying, "Okay, all right, I'll think about
that.
Try
to be nice, huh?
I'll think about that." And then I get, you know, speaking of how's your mother-in-law,
right?
How's your mother-in-law?
How is your mother-in-law?
Still alive, still living with us. Thank God.
Good.
And
nothing bad has happened, thank God.
About the first part I met, still alive, still living with us as well, thank God on that. So she says to me, I guess it's last night, this has been an ongoing conversation. She said to me, "Aren't you going to do anything for Frida's birthday?" She said, "I think Frida really wants it." She talked to Frida about it, and she said, Frida told her that she doesn't want anything done because she's afraid that if I have a party for her, that she's going to get dragged into the planning of it. Okay, that she doesn't want to do any work.
Uh-huh, right.
And I said to my mother-in-law, I said, she never said that to me. She just said she didn't want a party. And then my mother-in-law says, Well, you know, I was talking with her, and she tells me that the 50th birthday is the most important birthday of the life. And it's halfway through, and it's really a big deal to her, and she really wants a party.
Who said this to you?
My mother-in-law.
Did you explain to her that really, technically, it's not the halfway mark?
But she says it's what my wife believes.
Right. Maybe
okay?
Not the best thing
now
to
I've
say. You're right.
I've never heard my beloved Lady Botox mention that she's going to make it to 100.
In this room, it might be called the finishing line.
There you go. And for some people, overtime.
That's right. More overtime.
Game might go into extra innings. Be a late night barn burner. Burner, I hardly knew her.
Six single digits.
So... my mother-in-law is trying to be nice and tell me that, you know, what I should do and telling me I could have a party out in the backyard and we could, you know, like have a barbecue or I should take her downtown and I should, and my wife was out with a friend last night. By the time she got home, we start talking about this and she says, you're stressing me out about this. I don't want a party. And here's my dilemma. She really does want a party.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But
everybody, isn't it almost safe to say everybody always wants a party?
But she's saying that she doesn't want a party. Now, she's already laid down a bunch of Washingtons to go to Miami with her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said to me, and she said to me absolutely to my face this morning, I said, no BS, do you or do you not want a party? Mm-hmm. She looked me right in the eye and she said, I do not want a party. I'm going to tell my friends. I'm going to tell my mother. I do not want a party. And I'll tell you, I walked away from the kitchen table and the first thing I thought was, I swear to Christ, oh, she wants a party.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
She wants a party.
She does.
She wants a party.
Sure.
Well, I can't make sure that, listen, with all this pressure, I can't make sure that this party that I'm going to have to throw for her that she doesn't want, that she really does want.
Right.
If it turns out like that party last night,
I'm
a dead man.
You're doomed. Yeah.
I'm a dead man.
Right.
So I was there taking notes last night.
You're going to be taking point on this. And you're going to be making all the arrangements.
Well, everybody wants to help me, Mike.
Oh, really?
Everybody wants to help.
Everybody wants to help.
Because I'm so retarded.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Well, and also I think because, well, no, that's what they all think. I'm just, even, it starts with my wife.
Do you want some advice?
That's the whole thing. And she's being nice about it, but really I understand what she's saying.
Yes.
You know, you got to be cruel to be kind. What she's saying is, listen, I want a party, but if there's a party... then you're going to screw it up, and I'm going to have to get involved in the planning of it. And
see, and that's why you have to do it. You have to take it, and you have to do the whole thing. And do it your way.
I am.
And you know what? And nobody don't let anybody tell you what to do.
That's why I'm getting a clown.
Yep.
I'm getting a guy to make balloon animals.
There you go. You're going to get the moon bounce?
I'm moon bounce and a pony.
That's all you need.
Pony rides.
That's all you need. Mm-hmm. You'll be 100% set.
And the glory hole.
Yeah, that's always important. After 6 p.m. only. Be very exciting.
And then a live two-girl show.
And just like last night, only this one will be more successful, of course, a key party.
Yes, that's right.
Keys required.
That's part of the big 50th birthday party.
Mandatory.
So anyway... I don't know what's going on there. You know, and the countdown's on. And, you know, boy, she was right about that. She said, and you said it was 2 months away. It's less than a month away.
Do people still do key parties? Do people still actually do that?
I don't know, Buzz.
I don't know if they do use keys anymore. I think they just all show up at a house.
It would seem to me a key party in its purest form, if it was, say, a neighborhood key party.
Right. Would be, you know, your odds would have to be astonishing.
Yeah,
you know,
luck of the draw would not be that good.
Well, I would think it'd be a scary proposition because, I mean, you're not, unless you've got everybody who's going to this party is going to be a turbo hottie or somebody that you would want to. Well, are you guaranteed, like, if you had a neighborhood key party, that you'd want to have sex with everybody in the neighborhood?
Let me think about that.
Don't invite them if you don't.
Let me think about that. About my neighborhood going up the street.
Your neighborhood.
I can't, my new neighborhood.
No way. First house, I don't believe she can anymore.
It's an age thing.
Yeah. Second house, sure.
Okay.
Third house,
ooh, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Fourth house, there's drinking involved.
Really? That's
a lot
ratio.
Of drinking, though.
How many people are going to be at this? How many couples?
I'm going all the way up the street. Hold on a second.
All right, go ahead.
Then
you're at three.
You get to the next house, that's a no.
Really?
The next house is a no.
Mm-hmm.
The next house, also disqualified for age.
Wow. Okay.
Now, coming back down the street, the next house, no. The next house, no.
Ooh.
And the next house, Not if you were going to chop me up into little pieces and turn me into a Carl's Jr. sandwich.
Sure.
So I guess about half.
That's seven no's and three yeses.
Now, if we can get off my street, we can get off
my
street.
Oh, I go a little deeper, so to speak.
If we can turn the corner. Okay, none. But if we can
turn the corner again,
if you can go up to that neighborhood,
if we can get MapQuest to get some of the people that used to live on the street,
sure,
including I would need an overseas MapQuest because I would have to have Gary and Sarah, the wonderful Brits, yes,
right. Sure,
they'd have to be at the key party,
right?
You know, I would probably feel comfortable. No, I would not. I wouldn't feel comfortable swinging. But if I was going to swing with anybody,
yes,
it would be with our friends Gary and Sarah from Britain.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
Yeah, we do.
Good.
Yes, we do.
That's a good thing. Well, you know what? Go over to Europe. Say hi to him again. More acceptable there.
I don't know. You know. I don't think he's as good as me.
I just think a key party that you'd find out at the party. I think the concept of a key party is stretching it. I mean, so to speak. It's tough. I mean, a key party, about that. Yeah, I mean, you think of this, I'd like to know if anybody ever really did it.
Yeah, the key party.
Well, I'm sure someone will call who has
one. Swingers, you know.
Hello.
Well, you want to talk to regular people who've done it, not pros?
Well, it's just, I wonder if everybody, like, floated the idea.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
I guess you have to be a swinger to have a key party.
That's an awful, awful cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? My girlfriend turned 21 last year, and she swore up and down she didn't want a birthday party, and I believed her, and I never threw a birthday party, and I will never live it down.
Yep. 21.
Yeah, 21. I'm surprised she wanted a party. 21-year-olds that I know just want to go out and, you know, get to the bar. That's what they want
to
do.
At 21, they still listen to you. At 21, God, at 21, you've got at least... Let me see. If the partnership starts at 50-50, and immediately, as soon as she puts the ring on your finger,
right,
it immediately goes to 50-49 her. I'm thinking that if you've only known a girl, been married a year, if she's like 21,
right,
then you've still got like a good 40% on your side.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Enjoy the momentum.
It's not a winning percentage.
But if you are in a relationship with a 21-year-old and you get bitched out for not throwing a party... You better prepare yourself.
Yeah,
because,
totally.
You know, you better want to pull that thing the lady pulled when she went down to Vegas.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Runaway. Hello.
Hey, Don. This is Mary Rambo. I own...
Mary Rambo, I love your son's movies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I own a catering business called Menus by Mary. I'd like to help you out with Frida's party.
Oh, I'm sure you would. And there's your free plug. And that's exactly what I want. One of our creepy listeners finding out where I live and bringing their maggot-infested food to my home so that we could all get botulism and an awful diarrhea.
Nothing personal.
Please. No, seriously.
No, seriously, Mary. Seriously, that's what I had to say. Seriously. I kid, Mary. I'm kidding. Hold on and give your information to Beth Ann, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Rambo!
Are you thinking about doing it in the backyard?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Not really.
Well,
I've done it before in the backyard.
You have?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, what do you got to do? Got to string up a couple of balloons.
Yeah.
Got to get the barbecue going.
Some tiki lights.
Got to get, well, let's not go crazy, Buzz.
Okay. Tiki torches.
All right. I got them somewhere.
Get the torches.
I got tiki torches somewhere.
Have a leather party.
Don and Mike show.
Don Geronimo.
Yes.
How's your neighbors?
How's sex with your neighbors?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Frida would probably appreciate if you had some of the fan base there to help you out, since you guys are where you are because of your fans.
He's right about that, would appreciate that.
That's right. Sure she would.
A fan party and a Frida birthday party.
Mike, but you know what's coming up first is your mom's birthday. Why don't we start this with your mom's birthday?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Invite some more listeners to your mom's big birthday party.
That's wonderful. You know what? On the weekend that we're celebrating her birthday, everybody's invited to the house. That's great. No problem at all.
You want to have the listeners out to dig the hole for the luau.
Yeah, you got to put that pig in the ground pretty early.
Yes, you do.
And poi. Poi makes a good party.
It does.
And good pace.
I'm finding myself a lot of banana leaves. I'll set some aside for you. For pig roasting.
I've always had a problem with poi.
Poi?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the poi.
No, you know what's a real problem?
What?
If you find poi at a key party.
Mike, that's not poi.
Hello. Down to Mike's show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, when your girlfriend turns 21, you're gonna throw a party for her?
No, I don't think she wants one necessarily, you know? Good luck with the throat cancer, though.
Come back.
Yes.
We got to a break.
It was my last joke.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. So what? You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Hey. Sure do.
Expect a miracle every
where
day
else would you
on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Next. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Shut up.
How bad is that?
Sorry, Rosie.
Mike, I want to mention that it's May.
Yes.
And we all know what that means.
Oh, we do indeed.
That mini-skirted mama.
Come here.
Hank, we've already seen your car.
Man, look at that. Look. Any heart of the airbags are going to explode.
You got to love Larry Sanders like we do.
Man, I sure do.
To Vegas every day in the month of May, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Now flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Fly IN, get your happy bags, game tag. I just read it. Mike, I don't write it.
Oh, hey, sounds like a good flight.
FlyEye.com.
Who doesn't enjoy happy bags?
Yeah. Go your own way.
Do you have your happy bag?
Yes, next to my D-bag.
Happy bag. Happy bag.
Happy bag.
Everybody likes a happy bag.
I think that was a DJ name one time. Happy bag.
This is happy bag. I think he got blown out of WQSR today.
The happy bag show.
They changed the format. Hello, Don and Mike.
Donnie G, Mikey yes. Blades.
Hi there.
I am a balloon artist, and I will come perform for freedom.
There you go.
Thank you.
How about that? A balloon artist.
Let me get all of these listeners who have these various carnival acts.
Who doesn't like a poodle that looks like an intestine?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Turn your radio down, please.
It's down.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, is this Don?
Yes, and Mike. Both of us. We take unscreen calls.
Do you guys ever watch that show Intervention?
There's an actual show called Intervention?
Yeah.
I hear it stars Travis Bickle.
Remember that little lunger he coughed up before? Travis has a little lung issue.
Oh, dear.
Travis is...
A&E, you guys got a TiVo. It basically shows really... awkward interventions on people.
We've all had those already.
Yeah, but we could have it with Travis about his compulsive watching of pornography while he's upstairs working the dump button for our show.
Before you let this guy get away, is there any other advice you have for us? Any other things we should do?
You know what? Stop. You got to stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Drop and roll.
Oh, that's some fire advice.
That's right.
Anything else?
Don't eat the elf now.
Why are you keeping this guy on the line, Rob?
I don't know.
Rob is fascinated by his wisdom.
This guy showed up, and the first thing he says is, this is what you've got to do.
You are!
Yeah. Shut up!
Hey, I love you guys.
I'm hearing you!
Shut up!
Excellent.
No, it's not excellent when you scream.
How bad is that?
Yep, because you yelled so much.
That seems delicious.
It's not delicious. You are too loud.
I think he's a jerk.
Yeah, I think you're a jerk.
How bad is that?
Good.
Wow.
No.
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 Good. I meant what I said.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I'm glad you know it now.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Don't yell again.
I don't think it's right for a bird on somebody.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to throw dirt on you someday, so get used to it.
You know me.
Yeah.
I'm fussy.
Yeah, fussy. Right. Fussy and loud.
You're the hippopotamus.
No, you're the hippopotamus.
You're weird.
Hey, you're weird, too.
It's me, the sheriff.
Yeah, you're not a sheriff. You're just a loud, obnoxious girl.
Yeah, I've got something to show you.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Yes.
No, I don't want to see it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you understand that now.
Hello?
Don't yell.
I want to see you.
Shut up.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
You're lying. Chance to.
And the good advice. Lando Rosie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. I was just calling to let you know you were talking about Frida's birthday.
In
her letter called Aging Not So Gracefully, in the very last paragraph.
Well, and the thing on our website where
she
writes her Desperate Housewives diary.
Yes. It says, real quickly, now I want it to be a big deal because I don't know how many more I'm going to have.
That's right.
Is that before or after the one where she writes about being Debbie Downer?
Oh, I believe it's before. This one's dated February the 8th.
Oh, yeah, a lot's changed between now. February now.
Are becoming addicted to the Frida Files.
I love the Frida Files. I tune in because I like to hear your spin and then I like to hear hers.
Ah, see?
Wow. Yeah, okay, right.
And you see the way we are connecting media?
That's right, Mike.
Yeah.
Finally, making it happen.
Yep. Synergy.
Synergy.
Reads the email that Frida writes, listens to what you say about Frida. That, in my opinion, Buzz, is positively
brilliant. Okay. All right. Goodbye, lady.
Goodbye.
See you later. Goodbye. Goodbye. If only I had my own blog on there. Brother, oh brother. Can you imagine that?
You should try to get one.
Oh, no. I don't want one, Buzz.
But it's nice to hear from a member of the FGA, Future Gladys's of America.
Hello. She's a JK.
Yes.
Junior Kravitz.
Junior Kravitz.
We're Future Gladys's of America.
Yeah.
Hello.
FGA.
Hey, boys.
FGG. Future Gobblers
of America.
Hey.
Hey. NAD. Nationals. Go NADs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
It would please us greatly if we could get a Tom Gavin, Rosie O'Donnell tape standoff.
Listen, we had the real Tom on the phone the other day, and he didn't react well to the Rosie tape.
He tried it. It didn't work.
Now, I think he continuously said, watch it. Hello, Tom. That was his only response.
That's
and he asked for Charlie a lot.
At the end, which he always does.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Go to.
Hey, Mike, I was calling to get directions to your mom's house.
If we put you on hold, I will get on. Don't get them from BA. She'll mess them up. I'll do it personally.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Everybody wants to go to the party.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Don.
Yes.
Mike, hey. I heard on a trivia show yesterday that Al Pacino turned down the role of Han Solo. I was hoping to hear Mike possibly do a rendition of Al Pacino doing Han Solo.
Is this advice day today? Is this advice request?
Mike, didn't you know that today was our famous Howl's Your Mimicry Day? Howl's Your Mimicry.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Al Pacino as Han Solo. And then I turn around and muss up my hair, right?
Like Frank Gorshin used to
turn back to the camera. They all did for a while.
Yeah. Get out of here. Comedy Jukebox Wednesday.
Yep. Pick a bit. Pick a bit.
Mike, I'd like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but if he was merged with Ray Romano. What would that sound like?
Fantastic. Michael Jackson as an ice cream salesman.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
See, now I'm laughing because I'm getting Michael Jackson saying, lick it.
Yeah.
Lick the cone.
Lick it.
Lick it. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Can you pick up, please?
Pedro there?
What?
Is Pedro there?
Are you asking for someone?
Why don't you go in and put a...
What?
Pick up a hand.
I'll call the cops on you.
I'll get off. This is Napoleon.
Oh, you're
the
doing a...
have large talent.
Oh, hold on. You're absolutely right, Mike.
Yeah, sampling.
It's a bad cell phone, but he's got a great idea. He's got a sample board of Napoleon Dynamite. And Buzz just saw that movie.
Yeah, my favorite line is, this is my best work ever, I think, is my favorite line from the movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I met Kevin James the other day.
Oh, yeah. Ron.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I'll put my hands together.
Congratulations on that. We've had the pleasure ourselves.
He was in town.
How is he? And why do I care about that? Did you ask him about us?
I said Don and Mike rules in the show, but he didn't care for that too much.
Oh, you said it during his stand-up?
Yeah.
Do you say it like that? Don and Mike rules?
Yep.
Thank you.
How come you didn't say Don and Mike rule?
Don and Mike rule.
Do you find that his hair looks more natural in person?
Hey, I was born with this hair lip.
I think people might wonder what's behind the mind of Eichler.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks for throwing us out there with
you. Still wondering.
Thanks. When he wonders why that set went so bad, uh-huh. I guarantee you the only thing he's going to remember is the drunk idiot that said, Don and Mike rule.
Comedians love that.
And I always stick to those, by the way. The Don and Mike rule.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
First time caller. I was wondering who plays the voice of Charlie, and also, you still use a term on the radio, meat curtains, but I couldn't figure out what that exactly was.
All right, meat curtains, you're going to have to go to a porno site to figure that one out. Uh-huh. And Charlie is not played by anybody.
Not anybody. He's the guy that pops in every now. He's been with us for a very long time.
Charlie's a guy.
Awesome.
Deal with
I
it.
Love
thank you.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I like...
I love...
Glad we could help.
I love the dumbest of dumb calling
thank
in.
Thank you, sir.
That's great. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Since this is request day, I was wondering, Don, if you could do your impression of Jay Leno as that runaway bride lady.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We'll get out of here. last night, I can't believe... Now, what is wrong with us?
Homo.
Hello, it's 4:10, for God's sakes, on the East Coast.
Right.
We've not even discussed American Idol.
Yeah. I loved it.
What's wrong with us?
One of the best.
Okay, here you go. Track boy out for sure. Yeah.
You're not alone.
100%.
Everybody is saying
although
that.
I do want to throw this caveat in. I think there is a 50-50 chance that Fat Boy is out.
Ooh.
Whoa!
And I'll tell you why.
That is a major statement coming from you, his biggest supporter.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
He got a little too happy. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
Well, what did I tell you, Rob? Mike, you're reading my mind.
Yeah.
I called Rob last night after Fat Boy did his great job of On Broadway.
Right.
And I said he had it until he started the whole... That's what I'm about, being up on stage, being a star.
Planning my song for next week.
I think he saved it by smirking afterwards.
He did. That was the most genuine smile
because
that he had, because he was kind of laughing at himself. And it did convey to me that he's not just a complete ass.
Because when he is that, when you just look at him and you see him, I don't think he can be cocky. I don't think it's allowed.
If they're down to five, will there be three or two in the bottom tonight?
I think they'll still put three in the bottom.
Then your bottom three will be, in my humble opinion, Carrie Underwood, Tracheotomy Boy, Track Boy, and then Fat Boy.
I'm going to give you a wild card. I think it's going to be Trach Boy. It's going to be Von Zell this week.
She punted last night.
And then I think it's also going to be Bo Bice.
I think Bo had one of his best nights ever.
Bob Ice is untouchable, Mike. Bob Ice.
He gave a broad smile last night, and you could see the whole.
He's untouchable.
Drake Boy, Von Zell, and Paula Abdul. Those are my three.
I think Bo Bice is safe.
Super. I'm going to sing a song for you. Say, would you like to hear something super?
Something by Jerry Lieber and Mike.
And, the song choices that these morons make.
It's amazing.
They say you have a catalog, allegedly, of some of the greatest music of all time. But beyond that, you can choose anything that's a top 40 hit today.
On any chart.
I had my moment.
The only guy I think that, and that's why I'm going to go with Bob Ice, he did that song by Lost Lonely Boy, the Heaven.
Yeah.
Now, that's the only song.
And Stand By Me. He did two hits, two major hits.
Yeah, right. but he did Heaven as his current hit record.
Right.
Although, there's a part of me that goes, that record was out like a year and a half ago.
It was.
I'm sure there are some stations.
Is it still like on an AC chart?
Yeah, it's got to be on Billboard
chart. Did anybody like me enjoy Carrie Underwood getting a little naughty in her first song?
Yes.
I think she was sexy.
She sang a good Elvis song. Von Schell did not.
Tell you something about Carrie Underwood. Mm-mm.
Doesn't do it for you?
Not a chance.
I think
not
yes.
a chance.
Oh.
Well, first off,
you
not
give her a few years.
No, Mike. Not at first. I don't want to see that Underwood deviled ham.
Hey. Carrie Underwood not doing it for you at all?
She is. I think Simon Cowell called her a Stepford wife and a Barbie doll.
Mechanical.
And when I see her, she looks like a freaking robot up there.
She does. She is robotic, but I still think she's attractive.
Nothing wrong with a robot.
Okay, final picks right now. Let's make them. Who's out tonight?
Trake Boy.
Trake Boy.
Trake Boy. I can't argue with that. Paula Abdul.
Buzz doesn't want.
And also, last night I was so pleased to see John Peter Lewis in the audience.
I didn't even see him.
I don't think he was looking at the stage. I think he was looking aside.
Was Cheryl Ladd in the crowd or something like that? I thought there was somebody that looked like her. Maybe
it could be. You know what's her name?
I see her everywhere.
I know you do.
I really do.
Okay, I have a bold prediction. Fat Boy's out tonight.
That's
my final answer.
Playing
for you,
to win.
For you, that is a bold prediction. You don't think he's going to he last night tapped in to all the people that like the cocky sports kind of...
And he sang very well on his first song.
I just got... maybe I'm 100% wrong, but and there's a 100% chance of that. But I've got a 100% feeling that... I've lost my train of thought.
He's out. You think he overstepped it?
It's just a gut feeling. I just got the instinct. Yeah. He's out tonight. Hi, Joe.
Tracy and I voted for Old Sausage Fingers last night.
So, that could skew it.
All right, so that
anybody wants a little portrait of a real America, you just got it right there.
One vote or two? Just one. She did it.
If he is voted out, I will miss the spastic flying hand. When his non-mic hand, the way that fat sausage hand just kind of spastically floats.
Hi, B.A.
Hey, and for the first time ever watching American Idol, I voted for Scott.
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A. My nose is busting. I can't even breathe through it. I can hardly stand up.
Because I so don't want Bo to win.
Well, what is it about Bo you can't?
What's wrong with Bo?
He's got frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
He's missing a tooth.
Yeah.
And I think they want him to win, and I can get on stage and carry a mic stand around.
Who do you think's got
Does
the
that make me an American Idol?
Who do you think's got the nicest D? Okay, you can get back to us on that.
I'm going to spend all afternoon thinking about that.
Bob Ice, hey, don't forget Fat Boy, and don't forget about Trake Boy.
Hey, and
Track
Simon,
Boy.
Simon not mean enough last night. Simon not nearly mean enough. They were all way
very mellow. I think they're all uptight about that ABC show that's going to be on tonight.
Yep. Oh,
and
boy.
Does anyone care if anyone is in the dog pound or if they're the leader of the dog pound?
Exactly.
Isn't somewhere at home Arsenio Hall... sitting on one of his last remaining stacks of money,
saying,
where are my
lawyers?
Hey, hello, that's my bit.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember? Can a brother get a television show? Dog Pound. And even beyond that, maybe in Cleveland, they're mad too.
Yeah.
Maybe that big, gigantic, 800-pound guy that always wears that dog mask in the Dog Pound.
He's a mad dog now. Here's some TV and show history. Don and I had the pleasure of sitting in the Dog Pound at the Arsenio show.
Ah, you're a show-off, Mike.
It's wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful night filled with the sights, sounds, and smells of Hollywood.
Wasn't it moccasins?
It was moccasins and an engineer's
bastard.
Breath.
You're a bastard. They weren't moccasins. They were boat shoes.
They were boat shoes. Sockless boat shoes.
It was a long, hot day.
That were halfway through the Dog Pound visit. Were kicked off for, I believe, a scratch to the bottom of the foot. And when I leaned over to flee the oncoming tide of motor, I was accosted on the right side by a former engineer, Nick Rosenoff, I believe, chewed on his own socks for a breath freshener.
Was it like a bad tooth smell?
It was thick stomach bad tooth. It was one of those rot smells.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of bad breath smells that never go away. It's not like you've eaten something when you can identify
it. Now, you're describing Nick's breath.
Yes.
Really, and Mike, this is now something that's over 15 years old.
Yes, yes. It was the combination of the two, I think.
But what was wrong with the foot odor?
The foot odor that you had was based on, I think you had a bad toe.
Wow.
Let's bury that. That was the one that you kicked off there. And we had been padding around Los Angeles.
All day. I did have that bad toe.
And it was a hot day, and, it was a sock issue.
You always got to bring up that thing, don't you?
It's a beautiful memory.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bad toe.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Cindy. Hi.
doing today?
We're doing great, thank you, Cindy.
Hey, I have a couple of comments for you. The other day I just happened to go on your website, and I just wanted to say that every one of you guys are so handsome.
Right, very nice.
You're so retarded. You need some glasses, honey, but thank you. Thank you very much.
And your wives are beautiful. And second thing.
Thank you.
For American Idol, do you think there's ever a chance that the votes are rigged in any way?
Yeah, you know, actually, although we're still laughing about what Mike just said, thank you for the call. Yeah. There is a part of me in my heart of hearts. This is one reason that I think the fat boy's out. I think that always, I've always thought this about American Idol, that at some level, the fix is in,
yeah.
And that even though they love the fact now that there is this website that allegedly is telling people to vote them out,
vote for the worst.
They manipulate this. They play us like the pawns that we are. And the fat boy has kind of outlived his purpose on the show. He's made it farther than anybody thought he would.
Right.
You get rid of him, and you got the four people that got talent left. If I was running the show, that's what I'd. Although, you know, the Trach Boy doesn't have a lot of talent.
No, the Trach Boy is so awful. I truly, it's miserable to watch him
perform. I'm sorry, I'm going to stick with my gut on this, and it says Fat Boy is out. Scott Sable's reign is over tonight.
Right. The Russian is out.
The Russian. Get rid of the Russian.
We must get rid of the little Russian boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what are you guys, faggots, watching American Idol? What's wrong with you, queer?
Homo.
Yeah, did he really just use the word queer?
I believe
you can now.
I believe we've identified ourselves in that regard many times.
Does Frida know she married a faggot?
Homo.
Yes, and she loves it.
Yep. A program note, I don't watch American Idol.
That's she right. You got the one macho man here, Buzz is the macho man.
Homo.
He doesn't watch it.
Hello?
Kick what? Your asses if I saw you guys.
You say kick our asses?
Yeah,
he kicks his ass. Hate people.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow. And they hate you.
It's an angry man.
Get out of here.
I am really uncalled for.
Well, I'm done in Mike's show. Yeah, I know.
Hey.
That was a funny call, I know.
That was. Hey, doesn't Mike have a pony Frida could ride?
I have a pony. I do.
The pony you bought for your kid.
Yeah, I checked. Mm-hmm. I talked to my buddy Jim, who co-owns the pony with me, and he said the pony's doing very, very well.
I understand you leased the pony to the film My Friend Flicka. How's that working out?
Now you've tipped the hand. Oh. Now I have to come clean. Yes. I had to replace the pony with an identical-looking pony.
Tell the true story. Right. You got your kids up there to the barn over the winter, and you said, now there's good news and bad news.
Right.
Hershey's gone to a much better place.
Yes. Right.
But girls, for the rest of the time you're in school,
mm-hmm.
you will have as much Elmer's glue as you need.
Yes.
You open up a cabinet,
right.
and it's just like wall-to-wall, all varieties.
All your
glue. The squeeze
glue.
Variety, the paste variety.
Yes, your glue, your paste, comped.
Now meet your new horse, Nestle.
Nestle.
He's quick.
Time for some more glue. Did you make the comment that, I would never see that pony again after, that first weekend?
I think so.
Except one of the many times you said, because I want to tell you, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I wish
I really don't even know. I probably would have been able to find directions to where the pony's kept.
I wish I could remember stuff like that when you tell me my feet stunk 15 years ago. I wish I had it coming back to me.
Well I'm telling you that you were right.
Okay, let me say, hey, how's that horse, Mike?
I really have no idea.
Zinger.
I have no idea, but maybe this weekend we'll check and see how you
will. Derby weekend.
No,
a good time to see the pony.
Oh. There he is.
There he is. That's a good boy.
All right, girls, close the gate.
Got to break right here so we can come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Let them commit a vile act involving your faith. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right. Right.
Huey Lewis. I like Huey Lewis. I think they've played that on Jack FM.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bob FM.
Bob.
Fred FM. That's stupid. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Jack in the Box. I want to talk to Mike about his horse.
You're pulling up to Jack in the Box?
No, hold on. He's doing a dead horse joke. He's right. Calling from Jack in the Box. He wants to talk to you about his horse.
I understand it was a joke.
Okay.
How foolish of me not to get it.
Come on, Mike.
I'm sorry.
We get jokes.
Damn it.
Get jokes?
But Jack in the Box should advertise on Jack FM.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Good time. Jack, right. Jack. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, and Mike.
Hey, what's going on? I have a question.
I'm sorry.
Like my best buddy.
Are we reinforcing the rule of how you doing?
Well, yeah. We've
it's
been
starting to slide in a little bit.
We've been a little lax on it.
Yep.
If we have to discipline, we shall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try one more call before we do something that's very...
Homo.
I didn't hear anything. Don and Mike, hello.
Homo.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
That's a good program right there.
You mean the sound effect?
I'm sorry. My mother's a whore. Really bad.
You give up too easily, sir.
I want to see you! Oh! Okay.
I'm serious. She's got it bad.
Who's got it bad?
Oh, yeah, babe. My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Your mother's got what bad?
The whoreness.
The whoreness? Oh, you mean
whoreness.
Being a whore?
Whoreness.
Okay. So your mom is really a whore. She's a turbo whore.
Well, to the 10th power, actually.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you base that on?
I can't disclose that.
All the guys.
That means he's making it up as he's going on. What are you getting here for Mother's Day?
Not necessarily, but she'll cut me off.
An AIDS test.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say she'll cut you off, indicating that you're having sex with your mom?
Oh, dear. Now you've amused him. That broke.
Right. I gotta go.
Tell me something. Does your mom bleach?
Does she what?
Does she bleach?
You know, A B.
Which part?
Down there.
You gotta A-B.
Keep up. Gotta keep
up. The front or the
rear? Oh, please. You must keep up.
I'm sorry.
You can't explain everything.
You are disqualified.
Although that procedure could be done in the front too.
But then it's not AB.
They have procedures for that.
VB.
Yeah.
VB. Mike.
I'm going back to that one bachelor party we went to for your brother.
Oh.
I'm very sorry. I don't know why. Maybe it's the fatigue. It's memory day for me. These memories just float to the surface and I can't control it.
It was the Champions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upstairs.
When my brother got married.
Mm-hmm.
How many? Two marriages ago?
I think so. Two marriages ago.
We had a bachelor party. For
Real small one, just a few guys.
Place downtown, about 15 guys.
Uh-huh.
And we had a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly a woman.
Yes, a dancer.
Anyway, someone asked us earlier about meat curtains.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got them.
Mm-hmm. And a bleaching would have been necessary. Yeah.
Repeated.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, repeated.
Would have been definitely not one treatment.
No, it would have to be. Do they have laser bleaching?
The combination of both.
Had you seen curtains like that, except for places like the Kennedy Center?
Never, Rob.
They were wonderful.
Never. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello? Am I on the air?
What are you doing, Rosie Vang?
Am I on the air? Hello?
Okay. All right.
Not anymore.
We might actually at some point have the Rosie Sound and Light contest.
Good.
But... the drops right now, I realize, even for me,
mm-hmm.
they're a little much.
They are addictive, though.
Let's go!
Okay, just please keep it down.
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
That's fine. Just
our daddy is dead!
Yes, he is. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you appreciate that.
Oh, my goodness!
Please, the voice, just the voice a little lower.
Yes, so, he's delicious!
A little lower on the voice, please.
Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
You're not the sheriff, and I'd like I'd like you to keep it down,
hello?
Please.
Keep it down.
Hello?
Shut up.
Use your insight.
No.
Shut up.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes, absolutely.
Our daddy is dead.
Absolutely. Ha ha.
Mike, I got something for you that we've not done for a while.
All right.
Straight from the pages of USA Today.
Oh, my goodness.
No gracious. We've been on a hot streak with this guy recently.
Wow.
He's writing again. Front page, purple section, USA Today. It's time for... we just read it verbatim out of the newspaper.
That's right.
The final word. From today's USA Today. The final word by Craig Wolfen.
Nothing prepares young men for the prom.
Oh, man. Let me get a seat up front.
It's a winner every time. It's prom season. Nightmare time for any young man. I know. I was once.
Unlike my brother, who had a girlfriend
from kindergarten on,
I never really dated in high school.
Shock.
Never had a steady.
Shock.
I was still trying to figure out who I was.
Homo.
But prom season has never cared much about introspection. Mm-hmm. Come spring, you needed a date, a white dinner jacket, and a corsage.
And so I fell in line with the rest of the lads.
Oh.
You know,
single Boston, file.
This was it, you know. We couldn't write it this funny.
No.
Really, if we're going to see, this is one of his all-time best.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, back to the final word by Craig Wilson in today's USA Today. You can read it online at usatoday.com.
Follow along.
For me, as for many, I suspect, prom night always was first date night.
I was nervous enough just stopping the girl between classes to ask her whether she wanted to go out with me. And let alone having to go through the whole prom evening with her.
And what was I supposed to do at the end of the night? Kiss her? Shake her hand? Flee for the car as she leapt through her parents' front door and the safety beyond?
Just remembering all of this fills me with mild anxiety even today. But there are benefits to being 55. Gay?
Yeah! Homo.
Oh, I got that thing. Take that one from the top.
Yeah, please.
Just remembering all of this fills me with mild anxiety even today. But there are benefits to being 55, gay, and in a long-term relationship. Prom night doesn't traumatize you the way it once did.
I've been in touch with all three of my prom dates over the years. They don't seem to have been permanently damaged by their evening with me. Whether they would accept the offer again is an entirely different matter.
Not that I'm much better prepared now.
It's just lunch. A national dating service has just come out with a must-know tip for first dates. They translate nicely to prom nights, too.
Far too late for me now, of course. Curious to see what they were and how close I came to using them to assure that my date... Hold on, I'm screwing this up. Far too late for me now, of course, but I was curious to see what they were and how close I came to using them to assure my date of that oh-so-perfect prom evening.
Number one, no current events. I did. Lyndon Johnson was president. The Vietnam War was raging, and the Mamas and the Papas, Monday was number one. I don't remember any of this being discussed, though.
Number two. Aging Mr. Herman. Know what sport is in season, and know the name of your team. I didn't care. Luckily for me, my dates didn't either. We were the Lindenville Tigers, and at that point in our lives, that was all that mattered.
Number three, have at least heard of three of the New York Times bestsellers. I had not.
Right, that's what you need for your prom day. That's right. That's what all men are thinking about, all boys, as they get ready to take their girls. Have I read all the books on the New York Times bestseller list?
I was still trying to figure out the Red Wafer's son in the Red Badge of Courage. Still am.
Four, know how to correctly pronounce the last place you traveled.
I did.
Buffalo.
Number five, know the difference between a Cabernet and a Chardonnay.
Homo.
I did not. Surprisingly, my life sailed on quite nicely.
Six, have at least one interesting piece of trivia to talk about. I fear the whole evening's conversation was trivia.
Seven, know how to tell one joke well.
I didn't. Still can't.
Eight. Know the big art scene in your area. We were in Apple County of Western New York. Macrame with big. We discussed the creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations outlining the gym's bleachers.
Oh, dear.
You know, that might be.
Oh, dear.
That just might be.
Winner!
Yeah, that might be.
Homo.
God.
Number nine?
Macrame. Okay, number nine.
If the restaurant menu is stumping you, just point. No need. We ordered burgers at the Apple Grove Inn.
Ten. Know where you parked your car. No problem there either. The first year I went, my father drove. He was 50 then. Still remembered such things.
Oh, there you go.
Greg Wilson.
Final word. Greg, and you hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I was a lucky man.
You had the winning line.
I should have gone to Vegas with that information.
This is the decorative use. Of creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations.
So they're saying what you're supposed to do on a prom date is know the big art scene. And he's saying, well,
what he knew was,
we discussed the creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations outlining the gym's bleachers.
And if I remember correctly, in previous final words with Craig Wilson, I think he was the prom decorating chairman.
One of those years.
Yeah,
was.
They had a Hawaiian theme, as I recall, didn't they? Had one.
Yeah. Craig goes to the prom.
One of his previous columns.
So it was gold.
Wow. And I love the title of the column today. Nothing prepares young men for the prom.
No. So I fell in with the rest of the lads.
Yeah. There are benefits to being 55, gay, and in a long-term relationship. Prom night doesn't traumatize you the way it once did.
How do we? Lyndon Johnson was president.
How do we tell Craig some young men were more prepared for the prom than he was?
What was I supposed to do at the end of the night? Kiss her? Shake her hand? Flee for the car as she leapt to her parents' front door in the safety beyond?
Oh, what a great evening. Look at those Kleenex carnations decorating the gym.
Look at that. You're such a nice girl. Aren't those carnations pretty up there?
Something's with you, Mr. Wilson. You're not having a good time at the prom. Thank you.
What's wrong, Craig? I don't know the difference between a Cabernet and a Chardonnay.
I don't think that would have helped him.
No, he says he didn't know, but surprisingly, his life has sailed on quite nicely.
There you go.
Yep, we'll have burgers at the Apple Grove Inn.
Apple Grove Inn.
Oh, that's the best. That is he's doing it for us again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
You know, it's like we ignore him for a couple of months.
Right.
And he comes back with a vengeance.
He wants your attention.
Yippee-yay. Mother, father, as Bruce Willis would say, he's back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Craig is back. Craig is back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Die hard with a vengeance. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, mother, father.
I'm the decorating chairman.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget that Craig Wilson was on the prom decorating committee in years past.
Yeah, I think we had that. Although, you know, even with the shorter delay now, you should have known.
Yeah,
we did.
I turned down my radio.
We did discuss
forgot
that.
His radio.
Yeah, he didn't.
Hello.
He didn't turn it down.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
How you doing? This is John from Ocean City.
Hi, John.
Is that Craig Wilson's official outing?
I know he's probably in his circle of workers and stuff, but I don't know in his circle of workers. I was thinking the same thing when I saw that. I was saying, could this be the official time he's really come out?
He's talked about my partner, Jack, though.
Yeah, very clearly. So he's out. I mean, he's obviously out.
But I do, you know, I've read the column longer than anyone, and I do think that's the first time.
Homo.
Thank you. I no longer highlight it.
First time he used the word gay.
I think it's the first time he refers to himself as gay.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi. Okay, but you caught yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Brian. I just want to let you know I'm a driver and Tyson, and I miss reading along this Craig Wilson thing with you. I'm right here driving. I'm not sure how safe it is, but I'm on the toll road actually driving, reading this along with you.
Oh, so you're reading it in the newspaper as we were reading it on the radio.
Makes it more fun that way?
Huh?
Does it make it more fun that way?
It actually is. I mean, I miss the voice. Like, when I read it to myself, since you guys haven't been reading it, I just envision your voice in my head.
That's a nice compliment.
Yeah. Be careful. What could go wrong?
Anytime we can put voices in a guy's head.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Yeah, hi. You're on the air. Hello.
I'm not going to say that. I wanted to tell you I was on the internet today, and they had a whole section for maternity prom dresses.
Right on. Yeah. Right.
That's about
on.
Darn time.
Right on.
It's really time.
Long overdue.
How old are your daughters?
Now stop that.
No, I don't want to talk
Nine
about
and
it.
Seven, Don, so I don't think we have to worry for about senior or junior proms for quite some
Too
time.
Many pregnant teens are going to the prom in rags, and it's time we change that.
some nice maternity clothes.
Maternity prom dresses.
And wedding dresses.
Can you imagine that? You show up at some, at your girlfriend's house, you got a corsage. Got like a training bra.
Wow.
Or not a training bra, a nursing bra.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
scary.
You know, she's got to get rid of some of the, you know, the yeah. stuff that happens, yeah. the lactate.
Did you ever have, did you have any pregnant girls at your prom?
No.
I don't remember any at my prom.
They because, sent them away.
At my school, they would,
before that, you know,
Turn them into glue.
Oh, dear.
You know, girl got knocked up.
Oh, dear.
They'd turn her into glue.
Oh, my God.
My biology lab partner. Took some time off.
Oh, really?
Our sophomore year.
Hey, there's me. Rob, a little younger than you or I.
Yeah.
Rob, a little more of the now generation.
Good job,
time
son.
Time off. Yes.
My biology lab partner.
She was practicing some biology out of class.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Experiment.
What is it with you guys today? I mean, is this gay day? You're talking about the gay letter.
What do you mean today?
Guy.
Every day. This is every day. Get out of here, please. Would you stop it? How many times do we have to tell you we're queer? We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Did a nice dress for the prom and the key party afterwards.
Hello, Don and Mike show. As a bleach, it's a big bleaching party.
Oh, a bleach party.
It's BYOC.
There you go.
Bring your own Clorox.
What if you have to have a sanitary environment for that?
Probably not.
No.
Bleach takes care of that.
Speed you down at the bathhouse.
Sure.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, good day, gentlemen.
Yes, what can we do for ye?
Don, just want to tell you I'm a fan from California. Love to come to Frida's party, but I really don't want to do a damn thing. But drink your effing vanilla vodka and raid your humidor.
Okay, thank you.
You are in.
You're in, my friend. You're on the VIR list. Very intensely retarded.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a high school English teacher, and the boys who join the prom committee do it for the girls. Do you think that's why Craig Wilton did it?
No.
He did it for the Kleenex carnation.
He did it for the decorating.
I know the answer to that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Love Don and Mike. Love the show, but that sound effect must go.
Which one? Are you another one of these creeps about the Microsoft sound?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, listen, get over
you guys,
it.
Man.
Hey, go to hell, okay?
No, I think it's pretty.
I don't have any patience for you. I have no patience for you.
Okay, well.
Okay? Right? We've lost
sorry.
A listener today, right?
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to call Arbitron.
That's $10 we can do.
Oops, sorry about that. Oops.
You know, it's old, it's been used, but really, is there any better real put-down line than just go to hell?
No, go to hell.
Yeah. You know, it's a direction, it's a comment.
You think this? You think this bothers you? You know? I'm not giving you this.
I want to see you! Oh!
Hey, go to hell.
Our dad is dead.
Yeah, and you know where he is.
That's right.
Thank you!
We gotta do this. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call jap plays. Okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
What up, my yellow brothers? Chinks in the house.
The Don and Mike Show. Granny. The Don and Mike Show.
Have I told you this bit of trivia before? Did you know that on this record by John Lennon, it features Elton John?
Really?
Didn't know that.
I've not said that on the radio before.
I think in the harmony.
I don't think you have.
He's doing something in the background. He's working something. He's working something in the background.
He's playing an instrument, all right.
I think they played at the prom together.
As the great John Lennon. Which you would think a song like that would ever get you through the night.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear that on one of these new jack stations.
Right, no.
Okay, give me 1 minute to tell you why this is. In Baltimore now, they took a station, and we're in markets all over America where you have either Bob FM, Jack FM, Fred FM.
Yes, it's sweeping the nation.
It's the latest cheap. We can turn this around and make this radio station hot without doing any real work thought that's going through all of these idiot program directors' minds.
Yeah, so it's look what it did here, it'll work here.
Right. What the premise of this format is, I guess, is that they will play anything. They will break the repetition of regular radio.
Right.
Which, for my money, would be... Oh, would you put that one back in?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Put the one in that I just had in there?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of... I'm reading a press release now about what the station in Boston... in Baltimore. In Boston, I think it's called Ben?
Ben?
For Ben Franklin.
Of course.
I don't know. And then Westwood One has one called Sam.
Sam. So they're all doing it
yeah.
like lemmings, because what? Maybe, what, two markets succeeded with it?
Right.
And that's why they're all jumping on the bandwagon.
What you want to do, hold on a second. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to find a record. What you would expect to hear on a station that really played anything, if that was what they're going to say, they're going to open up the format. You might hear something dumb like this, right? Some stupid record by the Bangles.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, but that's my point, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be just about anything.
And then you might go from that to, hold on, but if you really played anything, you'd go from something like that to something like this, like Lou Rawls. Bear with me now.
Classic.
Now this one I love.
Yeah.
And then if you were doing it right,
you'll never find.
You'd follow that up with something like this. AC/DC.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd follow that up with something like this.
Yeah.
The Osmond Brothers.
All right.
Now,
I like three out of the, what'd you play, four there?
See, now that...
Right.
And that would be that is the true magic of this. That if...
Right.
Think about this on any radio station you listen to that plays music.
Uh-huh.
Can you honestly say you like three out of the four songs that they play in a row?
No.
Most times, no.
Most times, no.
So if you really played anything, mm-hmm. you might have a better chance. But here's my radio guys screw it up, and this is my point on
okay,
this.
Okay, good.
Here's the thing from the press release. From Dave...
Howard?
Dave Labrazzi.
All right.
Is that the guy that's our boss in Baltimore?
I don't
Dave
know.
Dave Labrazzi?
We've met him, I think.
I don't know.
No, our boss in Baltimore is Luca Brazzi. I don't know who we work for.
So anyway.
And he no longer lives.
He's sleeping.
Now,
with the fishes.
Here's what they're saying to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Jack format allows us to play what we want. There are no rules. We will be playing the Rolling Stones, Prince, U2, Aerosmith, No Doubt, Tom Petty, and the Police.
It really those, spreads it out.
It's that narrow. Well, those are the artists that they're showing as being the core artists
uh-huh.
for the station that allegedly has a 1,200 record list.
So you're talking about artists that, the format is called Hot Adult Contemporary, artists that are primarily featured in the Hot AC format,
right? Yeah.
Which is what these stations that have been playing music have been doing for 5 years.
So they're really not playing anything. And if anything, they're taking this jack format, which I think, if it's done correctly, sounds like a car wreck to these radio guys, but they don't get it that that's what people would listen to.
Well, a radio guy, that selection of music that you just played, a radio guy would go bananas over that. They wouldn't like that at all.
How clever is it, though? They say there are no rules. We can play whatever we want. Here. These are our core artists.
Here are the rules.
And
it's the same thing. It's just got another stamp on it. They put the new window dressing.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't you have a radio station if you're going to do something dumb like that, Jack FM? Play something like Smash Mouth.
Okay.
Right. If you follow that up with something stupid.
Now this,
like Spider-Man.
I would stop and I'd say, my God, they're playing this song. That's amazing. You'd never hear it otherwise.
You just had to get your Jim Stafford in there, didn't you? The genius,
Mr.
Mike.
Geronimo, we're calling you to corporate.
And you follow that up with a song that people wouldn't expect.
Right.
Right?
Dire Straits.
Right. And then after that, you say... No. See, it was me.
I just certainly like the first cluster better.
One out of every four on my station would be one bad apple. by the Osmond Brothers.
Wow.
Anyway, it's a bad idea. for radio.
That's well, I mean, it would be a great idea if they were really going to do it, but they're not really doing it.
It's a good idea if they really did it correctly.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Plus, in Baltimore, just give me one more second here. What they've done is, I am a fan of radio and a fan of radio history. They've taken a station that's, in my estimation, a legendary station in Baltimore, and they've trashed it.
Yep.
They've just trashed all the heritage and all of the ties that they have to the people in that town.
You know what you did, and this is how you can make that work, in this day of computerized programming with music.
Right.
You could do that in this day and age and do it easily by taking each category of music. And say you've got, what? 15, all right? 15 delineations of a type of music. And you take a selection of maybe 100 songs in each of those categories,
and then you just,
and you let the guys get in there and do it. And the only thing they have to do is they have to play that, you know, each category. And as soon as they put it in, you know, it's gone for a certain time period.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
how
all
it,
you do it. And then it's going to work.
To be back in the day.
Yeah,
and
play a good combination
Michael,
of
like
songs.
If you had, like, five boxes, and
yeah.
this box was all classic rock, this box is all pop crap.
Right.
This box is hip-hop. Mm-hmm. This box is, whoa, really head-banging stuff.
Right.
This box is country music.
Oh, what fun that would be.
And you just said, all you got to do is play one out of every box.
Play one. Let the DJs go back to doing what
oh
they do.
Oh, my God. That will never happen.
No, yeah. Because it's too tightly controlled.
That will never happen.
That'd be too much fun. Researched and all
You're
that.
You're going to get something in Baltimore, like where they're saying to the industry,
right.
We're crazy, 1,200 records. Core artists, the Rolling Stones, Prince, U2, Aerosmith, No Doubt, Tom Petty, and the Police. If you're really doing a format where you're playing anything, here's every breath you take. You would have no core groups.
Right.
And
right?
For one format where a DJ would be the most important figure,
mm-hmm.
they're not having any DJs.
Right. Imagine right. seriously if you've got that and you hire people with talent, and there are people with talent, and you have them have the ability to do that. I think back to it, boy, what an incredible thrill that would be if I was still a DJ playing music.
That reminds me of how it was kind of mm-hmm. back when I played records.
Kind of,
but
yeah.
that wouldn't happen now because you would need a radio guy, an executive, a program director, whoever, who's got enough balls to say, I'm going to put my idea out and I'm going to let talented people take the idea and run with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was the best part of being a DJ when I first started was you had your hits that you had to play,
right.
and then you got to go to the bin, and you got to play what they called recurrents.
Yeah, right.
They were
right.
Called, yeah.
So, I mean, you couldn't play anything, but you could pick out of a bunch of, if you had.
That was the most fun.
You know, like back when I played records, I'm looking at this thing right here, and I'll give you a good example. If I had a choice of playing, if there was like four records available to me,
right.
the four records were What You Gonna Do by Pablo Cruz, Cruel to Be Kind by Nick Lowe,
mm-hmm.
Spiders and Snakes.
Oh, well, I know what you're playing.
And Get It On.
No, you're wrong. Yeah, you'd play Spiders. You might lie now, but you'd play Spiders and Snakes.
No, I would play What You Gonna Do.
I'm just kidding.
I would.
I know you would.
I would, but that would
be. Did you ever work, I mean, you've done it longer than I have. Did you ever work at a radio station where it was, you know, where you had the stack of records and you could play whatever you wanted for the entire hour?
No, the closest I got was where you would be at a station and there were records, real records,
mm-hmm.
and there was a box. And you worked on the honor system that when it was time to play a record from box A,
right.
if you didn't like that record,
uh-huh.
what you would do is just put it to the back of the stack.
Yep, that's what
and you would put another record in because there was no germy program director sitting at home going with his computer going, oh, my God, you're not following my music log exactly.
Right.
So disc jockeys used to always fudge with that stuff.
And that's why it's become so over-researched now, it's been ruined.
It sucks. Okay, everybody wants to talk about radio.
Oh, good.
Why not? We're in radio. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Denise from Baltimore. How are you?
Hi, Denise. We're great. Thanks.
Long time, our first time caller.
Okay, please don't say that. Thank you. Go ahead, though.
I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
No, it's not.
What does Jack FM mean? What does that word mean?
Okay.
And why do they change something when it's been so good for so long?
Okay, I'd be glad to explain it to you. Here's what they think. Jack FM means nothing. There's one guy in Canada
mm-hmm.
that started a format called Jack FM.
Mm-hmm.
His name might have been Jack.
We don't know.
Doesn't
matter.
It's one guy, though, who called the station Jack. There have been other radio stations across America that use names. Like, there's an Alice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a Bob. But this Jack thing, it's the latest trend in radio.
You know, there's one thing I think, and I might sound like an old fart, but I'll tell you, I wish they'd go back to doing what they did in the old days, which is number and call letters.
And that's what it was. And you know what? You stood on that. That's what you did before all of these names and all of these things happened. You know, it was 77 WABC in New York, and it was, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, and they used the call letters.
It's the same problem with how many times you hear, like, call 1-800. Get hot dogs, and then you look at your phone and you go, it's, okay, it's 1-800-G-E, and then you, right. then you figure out a lot of times, really, although hot dogs works because it's seven letters.
And right. it's a sex line.
Lots of times, it's like 1-800-GO-FLORIDA, mm-hmm. and you realize when you're dialing that really the O-R-I-D-A,
yeah.
really you're just hitting the button, but there's only so many numbers.
Right, yeah, everything's right. been homogenized.
Everything I'm saying, there's too many numbers right. in Florida.
You know, we should point out, though.
Letters and numbers. No, Beth Ann.
We're not exclusive. We're not an exclusive club in this industry. This is the world.
Yeah.
This is America. Everything is being homogenized and Home Depot. That's what's happening right now.
Everything should be as clever as 800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
That's a commercial, a local commercial. That
no, that's not
local.
No,
it started in Chicago.
Oh, I thought it was local. I
used
thought,
to not have the 800.
See, they've got that magic where they really convinced me that was a local ad.
They forced the 800 into the jingle. For years, it was just a local business, and now that it's national, they've jammed that 800 into the singing.
And way back in the day, Buzz and I used to goof on that guy.
Yeah.
Way back.
The carpet guy with the untrimmed mustache. But the mustache, the kind of guy that lets the mustache hair go over his lip.
Yeah, that's by his wife's request.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi.
You know who really loves the Jack Station?
Who really loves the Jack Station?
My sister, Amber. King of the Jacks, baby.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
No. That's a tuna.
He should know his sister is a tuna. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, but the whole Jack format sounds like my iPod. So if
well, no, see, now here's the magic of it.
Yeah.
They like you to think that it's like your iPod.
Well, I mean, if it actually worked that way, it would be
yes, fine. but it doesn't. But,
no.
But that's where they... That's how they get you.
Right, that's the illusion.
That the illusion that these radio guys want to give the audience is, you know, finally, there's a radio station that plays anything. Well, the truth is they're not. It's just like, you know the first way a station's lying to you? We've said this for a long time. If you're ever listening to the station, they say, KXXX, we asked you what you wanted.
Yeah, lie.
That right there, that is...
That's right.
That's the first sign that they're lying to you.
And it's also a sign the station's going down the toilet.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jack FM.
Jack FM, right.
Yeah, Elusive Butterfly, Please, by Bob Lynn.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
Yeah, I like it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
And you follow that up with Watching Scotty Grow by Bobby Goldsboro. What's that? Just say, Mama, come up and keep your feet warm.
You know, you could have a Bobby Goldsboro, Jim Stafford weekend.
And honey, I miss you. And I'm doing well. I'd love to be with you. You're burning in hell.
And now here's Glenn Campbell.
Oh, you.
Other nights.
I like Galveston.
Uh-huh. See, that would follow one of those songs.
No, I like Wichita Lineman.
Yeah, my favorite.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
There's a station here in Philly that changed. They were Mix 95.7. Now they're Ben FM.
And, Jesus, they're all... it's everywhere now.
I'm telling you, Mike, it's a national phenomenon. Okay, what do they do on Ben FM?
Well, they just played Dave Matthews, No Doubt, then some song by Poison, and now they're playing Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Well, that's closer, but it's not,
I bet the core
is. Isn't Casey and the Sunshine Band the only one from that era?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I mean, really, that's the only type of that. That's
or Stevie Wonder.
Right. Exactly.
You can get away with Stevie Wonder.
Right.
What, Rob?
Let's be Hughes FM.
I got news for you. We already are Hughes FM.
We are.
You're listening to Todd.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hi there.
Buzz.
Hey.
They've got Bob down in Virginia Beach, all the way down to the Outer Banks.
Bob checking in.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
and
Bob doesn't play anything.
Yeah, but they don't really play anything.
This is
they
just like Arrow.
They're lying.
Yeah. Arrow
and
was
Nick's
the last.
And all the
other. And Kiss and Power.
They play everything.
But what?
They'll play Led Zeppelin, and then they'll play Boy George.
Do they really, though?
They do.
This guy's been fooled.
Well, no, I think in a small enough market, you might get somebody who gets away with it.
Mike's right. There is a chance that there are some operators that are doing the format correctly.
Absolutely.
But remember,
well,
Arrow...
I'll tell you, when I'm leaving the Outer Banks going back to Northern Virginia, by the time I lose that station, I miss it.
Well, then why don't you move there?
I'm going to.
Okay.
Out of here.
Arrow started as all rock and roll oldies. That's how they came up with Arrow.
Right.
So it's not a name.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Just wanted to let you know up in Rochester, they didn't rename the station after a person. They called it Fickle. F-I-C-K-L-E.
Oh, yeah. Now, in Buffalo and Rochester, two cities that we broadcast to where the markets are kind of close, which city has the lake?
The lake is Buffalo.
Okay, and in Rochester, it's Fickle. But really what it is, it's Jack and Fred and Bob.
Yeah.
They're just giving...
I don't even mind the concept.
Names.
If the concept's done properly, I don't even mind the concept. But why? Why are the Lemmings all putting the name, the one-syllable name on it?
Because that's where they think they can be creative. What these jerks don't get is if they really actually had any balls, they do us. If you're really going to do something where you play anything, who cares? You call it KXXX. Right.
Or how about come up with a decent funny name from a movie like Spalding? I mean, seriously.
How about Spartacus?
Spartacus.
Napoleon.
Too common.
How about Adolf?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, there's the GM in back here.
I'll be glad to program.
Dieter.
Dieter.
First rule for the DJs, uniforms.
Dieter FM.
Dieter.
Dieter Erwin Rommel. Rommel, you magnificent bastard.
I read your book.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say, remember back during the Janet Jackson FCC thing?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would tell you what you could say on the air if you just played records?
Mm-hmm.
That was the best 4 hours of music I have ever heard on the radio in my entire life.
Now, that is a lady giving you a compliment.
She's right. It was great.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Got to hang up on you, though. Got to hang up. We got what time? Nope, we don't have time. No more calls. Uh-huh. Got to break. Okay. Well, radio's screwed, but fortunately, you're listening to our show.
That's right.
Which is all I can really account for as we now break for commercials and send you back to your regular crap stations.
Yes, stay tuned through the commercials when we come back. Our new name for WJFK... The bowel. Yes, we're going with anatomy.
Body part, right?
The bowel FM.
Baltimore.
Yeah?
God, there's so many things.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, you set the bar pretty high with bowel, Mike.
Well, you want to go up the street, you can listen to Sphincter FM if you want. Go for it. Enjoy it.
Rectal 101.
Hey, that's good. That rolls off the tongue, so to speak.
You're listening. Finger. Finger FM.
Or the finger.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you the finger.
Man, see?
Oh,
I'm listening.
Fist.
Oh. The fist.
You're listening to the fist.
Your favorite gay dance hits.
It's all you spin me round.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Then a little Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Hello.
But other than that, they'll play anything.
At top of the hour, always Clay Aiken.
You're listening to the fist.
Okay, that's it.
We're done talking radio?
For the moment.
Okay.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Uncle is Denny, and I French kiss.
Well, everybody says that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike, this is a follow-up to One Bad Apple. Gummy Osmond. Along with Meryl and all the fun.
Yeah.
Jack O.
If only.
Here on Jack, like Jack Osborne.
Yeah. Or Jackie O. Uh-huh.
Jackie O.
Or Jacko.
How do we do that?
Tomorrow, we got to start flying here. We got to start burning rubber. Tomorrow on the show, we will hear from Mike and Buzz. Tomorrow, they get evaluated.
Now, that's a song I like to hear, Burn Rubber.
By the Gap Band?
Yeah.
Got it. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about your final exam tomorrow for your motorcycle stuff.
Yes, tomorrow's the last day. We get evaluated tomorrow.
Yeah. What I want to mention is you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you want to come over and take a look at these?
I'll come over and take a peek.
These pictures?
They're good.
It's pictures of Mike and Buzz. Buzz, pull it up on your computer.
I will.
And, Mike, good shots of you. And Buzz.
Yes.
Either looks stoned or dead.
Yes.
And as it says in the little addendum beneath the intro, pay no attention to the binky in Buzz's hand. Buzz has his nicotine binky. You can finally see it.
Yes.
In this picture. And I'm telling you, Buzz, I have seen that movie Under Siege with Steven Seagal a million times.
Right.
You are Tommy Lee Jones in that movie, in that picture.
Yeah, I think so. I'm feeling tough there in that picture.
And who would I be?
Yeah.
Mike, you look like the other guy on Chips.
No, I was going to say Mark Addy.
Oh. Yeah!
Okay.
I got it in.
Wow.
You win the Golden Fleece bottle.
I do. Mark Addy got it in today. Yes. I got my Mark Addy. Okay, we've talked about American Idol today. We did it ad nauseum. Tonight, though, on ABC, it's the big Paula is a Whore show at 10 o'clock tonight. A lot of talk about Corey Clark in tonight's interview. What ABC did was release little snippets yesterday of what's going on. As it turns out, the sex tapes that they talked about are not sex tapes. The only tape that they actually have, as far as I can tell, is a tape of Paula Abdul calling this guy saying, "Don't say anything."
Mm-hmm.
That's the only tape they have.
And, you know, that could be she gave him a box of candy.
Now, you should know a couple of details. I hope it's not like a spoiler for you. But Corey Clark says, besides the fact that Paula Abdul helped him pick songs and his clothes and got his hair done, she took care of business. They had, they had intercourse.
Relations.
Also, now, this is the very interesting part. When he had a scratchy throat, she provided him with prescription cough medicine.
Oh, dear, like Elvis.
Hello. Oh, and here's a tape of Paula Abdul.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Paula Abdul.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it.
Right.
We'll give it up. Just... No, please forgive us.
Oh, man. Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? I'm forever your girl.
I think you're going to be a star, honey. You're going to be a big star.
Because, you know, the best Elvis story, in my opinion, of all time is where he's got the 12-year-old girl up in the hotel suite, and he's got the big champagne flute glasses,
right.
And he gets out his prescription cough syrup, and that's what they drink?
They drink that until, of course, they both pass out and she goes into a coma.
Yeah, but she came back.
Yeah.
Well, she was never the same, according to them. But
right, I think there was Elvis. I think she might have been 14.
So they don't,
12. Go on.
The important thing about this Paula Abdul tape tonight, it's not like the Pat O'Brien tapes.
Right.
Okay, it's not like Pat O'Brien calling for coke and hookers. Mm-hmm. It's Paula Abdul saying, shut up. Fox says that the only reason that they canned him was because of his police record. If they had told him about the police record up front, he wouldn't have been canned.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he go to ABC with the story? Because he's got a book.
Right.
I got to tell you, we're all going to watch it tonight, but I'm getting the feeling the more that I'm finding out about this, they don't really have anything.
No, it sounds like it might be weak, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, actually, Paula had a statement.
Oh, all right, hold on.
Okay.
Well, I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them.
Paula Abdul.
Why, they're
Paula? They're all junk.
They're all junk. Thank you, Paula. Mike, here's another great picture that you want to check out on our website.
Okay.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And I dedicate this to you.
Mike O'Meara.
Uh-oh.
My best buddy. No. No, really, you're going to like this.
Okay, good.
First, we all know that Bill Maher is an ass.
Yes.
And we hate him. At least I do. You're not a fan of Bill Maher, are you?
I'm not a non-fan. I'm not a non-fan just because of the politics of it.
You are going to like this.
Okay.
On principle alone, just as I do.
Right.
There was this chick, Coco Johnson, and she filed for palimony against Bill Maher, went to court.
Yeah.
Judge said, go go to hell.
Doesn't Bill Maher have quite the reputation as being an asshat with the ladies?
Well, yes. he allegedly had roughed her up a couple of times and, like, kicked her out of the car. But now, who hasn't done that?
Oh, God.
However,
who are we to judge?
However, the news is that she's not getting a dime from Bill Maher.
Wow.
And here's the most tasteful photo we could find of the young lass.
Wow.
And it's on our website.
Wow.
And he, of course, breaks Rob's cardinal rule.
And I see.
It's the mingling,
I
of the races.
I would have paid.
Oh, yeah. Here you go, Mike.
Thank you. Suitable for your wallet.
If you have a few extra bucks laying around, I hear here, Coco has her own website.
Really?
If you'd like to see more.
Do you have any idea what the website might be?
I would just Google Coco Johnson.
Coco Johnson.
C-O-C-O Johnson.
Wow.
Now, Buzz is doing it. Buzz is doing it right now.
Oh, yeah. Here she is now.
Oh, you got it?
Well, yeah, I'm clicking her link. Pardon the expression.
Clicking her link.
Wow.
Okay, Buzz. There she is. There
we go. There's more to be seen, but this is the first page that's come up.
I love you, Coco. Hey, Rosie.
Hello!
Have you ever had anybody do that to you?
Yes.
You know, click on your link.
Yeah.
Okay, keep it down, Rosie. Please.
Oh, that is that.
Yep, and he's not coming back ever.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you've accepted it.
Richard Gere. Richard Gere.
How's
your gerbil?
Nope. Huh? Mike, this is why Rob and I were saying, how's your dystrophy?
Oh, dear. What, does he have it?
These two.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
who knows what they're up to?
You should see these two. They are basically doubled over.
Imagine if Richard Gere had dystrophy. Oh. I go see his next movie, I guarantee. If it was that Shall We Dance movie,
it would be Shall We Walk.
He'd be drug around. He'd like a rag doll.
What happened to him?
Okay. He was at that, the thing that Laura Bush told the jokes at, the
White House Correspondents Dinner.
Right. Yes. There are a couple of people.
And I bet we've never been invited to. A
couple of people there who have muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're, 15 and 17.
Okay.
And the one, they're both deaf. And they're both in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl, she's like Jake, boy, she got a tube to help her breathe.
Wow.
All they want to do is say hello to Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been invited from some Make-A-Wish or something from Google.com to this thing.
Right, and Richard Gere was one of the A-list celebrities there.
So, someone who is an in-between goes to Richard Gere and says, do you see these two kids over here with muscular dystrophy? Do you have time to come over and say hello?
Uh-huh.
Here is the quote from Richard Gere. Maybe later. You know, I'm hard of hearing and I have a bad hip. We all have problems.
Oh, wow.
Now,
how's that Eastern religion going for you, Richard?
Right. Yeah, go tell the Dalai Lama about
this. Right, exactly.
An hour later, somebody else comes and says, these two people, can you please just at least turn around and say hello to them? The quote from Richard Gere, may I please finish my dinner? Now, he did finally have his picture taken with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know how they made that happen?
How?
They blocked the door leading the room where they were having dinner with their wheelchairs.
Man, oh man.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He's an asshat.
There you go. Now, the guy, the 17-year-old guy who is deaf,
mm-hmm.
so he had to do an interview that I read on the Daily News Online, says, I really like Chicago, and I wanted to meet him. I thought he would be nice. He was rude.
Oh, wow.
My sister wanted to come to the table more than I did. It is disappointing. And here's the worst part about this. Yeah. Like, it can't get worse for Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
You know who? Richard Gere just spit on these people with dystrophy. You know who was very nice to them?
Who?
Constantine from American Idol.
Oh, sure.
They said, Constantine, there were two people that made up for the fact that Richard Gere was such a jerk.
Right.
One of them was Donovan McNabb of the Eagles.
Good.
And the other was Constantine.
Constantine Maroulis. Wow.
That jerk Constantine.
Wow. All right. Well, that's it's the newfound celebrity. Give him a little time to be. Of course, then again, this is the only celebrity he's going to have.
Right. Mike, you like Angelina Jolie?
Do I?
And you know she goes both ways.
She talks about it, too.
Yeah, now if you get into the new Vanity Fair.
Yeah, I got to get that.
Okay, well, you're going to want to read this. Here's a quote. Angelina Jolie says, ever since I dated a woman, I know what it is to grab a curve.
Yeah.
skinny's not right when the lights are low.
Sure, but she's going to stay skinny.
Yeah.
She's right, though.
She's going to stay skinny and she's going to stay naughty. You get yourself nice and fat. Yes. Hi, it's Angelina Jolie. I want to talk to Ricky Lake.
We got also on our website, Don and Mike website, we have the Lindy picture.
Yeah.
Only because she's got the best
Rob.
The best defense I've ever heard.
Rob, could you please?
Yeah.
The Rob does here in the studio.
I've actually changed it.
The Rob does the Lindy England pose.
She actually got this pose from Rob.
Okay.
But Mike, look now.
I've changed it. And you'll want to know this.
Since we've looked at the picture now endlessly of Lindy England standing right in front of the Iraqi guys naked, it looks like she's pointing with both hands as if to say, here we go.
Right.
Actually, with the right hand, look at that. She's giving the thumbs up.
She only points with one hand.
Yeah.
Thumbs up with the other.
Thumbs up, Lindy. Enjoy your time in prison.
So she got how many counts? Is it Buzz? 5, 6, 7 counts?
Like six,
something
I
like
think.
That?
Yes.
Okay. Her defense lawyers were in court yesterday to argue about her sentence.
Right.
And this is why lawyers are great.
Uh-huh.
If you ever get in trouble, you got to get one. Because they say she did what she did in Iraq.
Yes.
Because she was oxygen deprived at birth.
Oh.
Of course I
knew
wondered that was it.
About that. Yeah.
And that has left her without the ability to make good judgments.
There we go. Well, that's why she was in Iraq in the first place.
Right.
You know, that's like Steve Martin. Maybe the best Steve Martin bit he ever did was, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Right.
I forgot. Where he would go, he's in front of a judge who said, you're going 85 miles an hour. We gave you a ticket. You know you had to pay? They go, I forgot.
I mean,
back in the day.
Right. Yeah, still, though, it's funny.
Know, now to you, it must sound like
hey, what happened?
That's a great excuse, though. Oxygen
you get
deprivation.
Yeah. How you get a cult following.
It obviously
hey,
makes it
what happened?
Hard to decide whether or not you should have that eighth piece of cheesecake.
Lindy.
He's clouded, you see.
Oxygen deprived. Get that right out to the Republican National
Committee. Yes. let me see. Buzz?
Yes.
You mentioned the ratings earlier this week for the Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm going to do better.
Now, when you call that line, I think you just get the 18 to 49 numbers.
That's right. The overnights for those adults.
In the overall ratings,
yes.
The Rosie O'Donnell movie beat Family Guy and beat Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
It came in 12th overall.
Very strong showing.
In the ratings.
Perot.
Desperate Housewives, number one, and blah, blah, blah. However, the Family Guy was number 10 among 18 to 49-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wife who was a stay-at-home mom. Rob has a wife who's a stay-at-home mom. Mike has an ex-wife who's a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz is sterile. what would be...
He's just nodding over there.
He's nodding.
You don't say anything, you just nod.
Yeah, I forgot it's radio.
What do you think the yearly salary should be? If you really paid her... What you know this one, Buzz?
Yeah, I read this.
Yeah. Yearly?
Uh-huh. We can't break it down to hourly?
This is from salary.com, where they've really decided what, for the job and everything it entails,
right.
How much you should earn a year. Mike?
Oh, boy. I can answer with complete impunity at this point. I have not the restrictions that my cohorts in the studio have.
Yeah.
I will give an honest answer, then.
Yeah.
I will say, honestly,
how much for a stay-at-home mom?
Well, I'm going to be listen. I don't think they should be ripped off. I think $11,500 a year.
Well, there you go. Can't say fairer than that, right?
No benefits.
And no allowance for meals.
$131,000 a year.
That's outrageous.
I know that there are soccer moms out there driving their vans right now. They're pumping their fists in the air. I can't say that I disagree. I mean, you know, listen, teachers should earn more than they should.
Mm-hmm. But that's, of course, only if they're really good parents. That's the top-of-the-line parent.
Well, they should
be evaluated.
Focused.
Yeah. Tested.
Keeps an eye
it's
on
a goal.
The kids.
Yeah.
Rated.
Hot meals.
$131,000 a year.
Yeah, that's pricey. That's just for child raising. That's all that.
Yeah, well, you got to be the stay-at-home mom.
You
got to do the
shopping,
laundry, and
cooking,
you know,
cleaning, all that.
Do about other stuff?
Like the wifely duties and stuff like that?
Well, like having sex?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it should be evaluated.
That's the one thing.
Oh, how good she is in bed?
That should be
all right, how about this?
Can you take some off, I bet.
How about just like a Major League Baseball player's contract?
Or if she was good in bed, you'd pay her more.
Dear, it's time for your performance review.
How about $11,500, depending also on how many at-bats she gets during the season. That's, you know.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's like what you would give an aging pitcher, kind of an incentive. You know, how many innings he's going to play, how much time she spends
there's
on
that
the
word.
DL.
Aging.
Right.
Aging.
Okay. Exactly. Two feel-goods. And we just were talking about the deaf kids. This
what?
Is a great one. This is great. Freedom, Pennsylvania. This is by Pittsburgh. Hello, anybody listening? Anybody listening out there who lives in Pittsburgh on WURP? You probably heard this on your news.
Love those call signs. Warp.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a fight between deaf people.
Okay.
Now we're laughing.
Thank you. Is that it?
No, hold on. It's a short story. I'll condense it. There are deaf people, and they're arguing with each other.
Right.
Of course, when they're arguing with each other, they're just doing the hands.
They're deaf mute, right?
Yeah.
Furiously.
So they can't speak. Right. So it's hands, and it's a heated sign language fight.
Wow.
Until finally one guy goes in the other room and gets a gun and blows the other guy's head off.
Oh, dear.
See, even deaf people know that finally you just got to resolve it with a gun. Right, Wendell? Winner! Right.
That was the last straw. And no one heard the shot.
And unfortunately, Buzz, none of the suspects are talking. So no.
So was a crime committed?
And finally, Mike.
Oh God!
Spotlight on my best buddy, Mike.
Oh dear.
Yep. Are you ready, Mike?
Hank, look around cafe. Mm-hmm. Hank's look around cafe. Hank's look around cafe.
Okay.
I'm not going to name any names.
All right.
I'm not going to say the city that the story comes from.
Okay. No problem.
A restaurateur who painted over a dead rat on the floor instead of cleaning it up has been fined $30,000 for gross breach of the Food Standards Code.
Guilty.
But O'Mara's remains open for business.
Oh, boy, I'm in trouble now.
What a novelty, actually.
This is down by, I think, at the Carolinas.
Okay.
Joe Brazier is the name of the guy that owns
his name.
Anyway, he had a restaurant.
Sure it wasn't Brazier?
Yeah, well, Brasserie.
That sounds like brasserie or, yeah.
I don't know.
Brazier. Let's go with bra.
Anyway, somebody walked into the restaurant and noticed a big red lump on the floor. Uh-huh. They came back and photographed the rat, which was covered in thick red paint.
Yeah, we use red.
Nearby, once they went through and pried the rat off the floor, mm-hmm. underneath they found a massive fungus growth crawling with cockroaches.
Oh, yeah.
Along with heavily rusted stoves and food preparation areas.
Oh. Yes, that's incredible. Forgot
other,
to use the bleach.
Hey, listen. Other rodents, living and dead, were spotted by inspectors, and rat feces mm-hmm. was found all over the kitchen.
My God, you got to do what you got
to
do.
So, stink over rat, that's the headline. Wow. Stink over rat fails to sink. Cafe Mike, good news for you. The restaurant is still in business, even though the guy just painted over a dead rat on the floor.
Isn't that wonderful? That's fantastic.
Okay. The moral here is apply two coats of paint.
Always.
That's for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to make a follow-up comment on those stay-home mothers.
Yes?
Well, they're on the IR one-third of the month.
What?
I didn't say that right. They're on the end of the reserve 1 week out of the month.
Are you talking about periods?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But he was talking about sports.
I mean, thank you.
Like the baseball analogy.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah. I liked it at the beginning.
Yeah. Hello, first. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, a while back, I got some strippers from that Two Exposed place you guys always use, but I can't find them anymore. I was trying to find it. You guys would recommend a nice
This place. Is a man with a serious dilemma.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, now that we don't have strippers on the show anymore, I don't know who we're recommending now.
It's easy to find them. They were bought out by Sears. So call your local Sears.
Yes, yeah. What you do, you want to put in Sears / stripping.
Craftsman.
I went to Bob Sears Vila.
Directly when I tried to do that.
Bob Vila, okay.
Just somewhere else?
Why don't you go buy some Kleenex? You know what I'm saying?
Make a carnation.
Thank you.
And then water it.
Bye-bye.
It's tough to find strippers on the internet.
Good day to you, sir.
I can't find them.
Well, yeah. Mike, this music can mean only one thing.
Showbiz?
It's time to play How's Your Mother-in-Law?
How's Your Mother-in-Law?
This is where one of our listeners got a chance to win today's trip to Las Vegas.
Very good.
Courtesy of Independence Air. As you know, I'm blessed. My mother-in-law is living with me.
You are. It's a miracle.
She ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Show you how we play the game. What we'll need is three questions.
Yeah.
Or one question or two questions. They could be anything from what's the most annoying habit, what do you like most about the person, what's the brand of toothpaste. But I think probably...
With a mother-in-law slant?
Yeah, with a mother-in-law slant.
Uh-huh.
Here's another good one. If you ask the mother, who would you rather she have married?
Right.
Other than yourself.
Exactly.
Or in my case, it could just be a question of what does one do that drives the other crazy?
And men and women can play the game.
Secretly,
sure.
Yes.
I love that. And that's a great question. That ought to be a mandatory question.
So ask,
who would you have preferred she married? You know, that's...
Because
I like that.
I can play that game right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I know the answer. I think I do. Would I be right?
Write down your answer.
All right. Here we go.
Cross eye?
I would write down my answer, but I have no writing utensil.
Nope.
I've
got my answer. And my mother-in-law is living with me. Yeah, but that seems to be a popular answer. I think it's the same one Mike's got. I got a different one.
Yeah.
Is that are you out?
It's a match, and...
Yeah, okay. Three out of the four think it's going to be... Let me get my mother-in-law on the phone.
Well, she won't say that, though.
No, come on, she will.
And like the guest, she won't see it coming.
How's
your
mother-in-law? I'll play with my mother-in-law. Play with her.
It'll be fun.
Stop it.
Going to play with her right now.
Don't do that.
That's highly disturbing.
Well, please pick up. Where is she going to be, for goodness sake? Oh, hi. Listen, you're on the air, Mom.
Oh, all right. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. We're playing a little game called How's Your Mother-in-Law?
Okay.
And I'm using you as a demonstration because, you know, you're living with us now.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you coming on the air.
Okay, honey.
I know you love me and all that other jazz. I'm very secure in that.
Okay.
There is one question that we would like you to answer, though.
All
right. Mike, the question is,
besides Don, what man would you have preferred Frieda marry?
And my feelings will not be hurt. I've written down my answer, and the boys have written down their answers.
We've all made guesses.
Besides you.
If not Don, then who?
Which of the other slugs?
Who would you prefer?
Well, you know, it's really hard because there weren't that many that she was that... crazy about that.
Oh, come on.
But if you had to make a choice, just for the sake of the game,
pick one.
Who would you prefer if it hadn't been Don?
Okay, well, I have to think a minute because I have to remember who they were.
How's your mother-in-law?
Yes, I'd have to say Chris.
Chris who?
Core.
Chris Gore.
Winner.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a perfect example of how we play How's Your Mother-in-Law. Although I have to tell you something. I'm the loser in this. All my best friends, Mike, Buzz,
just
and
because
Rob,
you told us.
All said Chris Core. I said that slug Sam from Jacksonville.
Oh, really? And you did it honestly? I thought about him.
That was like a first love.
That's what I wrote down.
Well,
Sam.
We all knew. Well, see, we listened to you more than you listened to you.
Yeah, he was just like one of the kids. And
who Sam was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
you felt that closely about him? He was like one of the kids.
Yeah.
See, that's why I think that.
Right.
He was so young and everything. And the last one she really did was Chris. And Chris told me that he was really making a mistake because he was a good guy. And particularly in the radio business, it was hard to find really nice guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so,
what, Robbie?
Big Frieda, when she was seeing Chris Core, was he cross-eyed then?
Oh, God.
No.
No, he's cross-eyed now.
Did he buy into that whole Hitler youth, I love Rush Limbaugh thing?
No.
Wasn't he a Democrat back then?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, now he's
exactly.
doing
it.
Well,
exactly.
But now he's doing the whole act like he's pretending like he's a member of the Republican Party because it's in his job now.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well... It seemed to me that he was along with whatever we were doing, and we certainly were strong Democrats. So.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You're someone who knew Chris Core way back, you know, over 25 years ago, and it's funny if you turned his radio. My wife dated everybody in radio. She didn't date any, like, regular guys. She only dated, like, program directors or disc jockeys or this other guy who's a TV sports guy in Jacksonville.
We know.
Well,
I know you know.
Sam was one of the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, just
in high school and all that kind of
stuff. He was one of the kids.
I know Sam.
Okay.
You know.
So your answer would be...
He was the milkman.
the
butcher.
No, he was Sam the milkman.
That's a different guy, Robbie. He's from Philadelphia. So your answer would be the man that you wish she would have married, if not me, would be local disc jockey Chris Gore.
He was always good to her and considerate of her.
No, he wasn't. I want to tell you, he wasn't. He really wasn't. He hit her. You don't know that. He hit her in spots.
I really didn't know that.
Listen,
when did he hit?
He hit her in spots you couldn't see.
Yeah.
He was just a nice guy. Totally.
Oh, that's what you think. Yeah, he was a nice guy. Sure he was.
He's regular Eddie Haskell.
He's going to get you worked up.
You know, meanwhile, the whole time in the other room, he's like,
wait.
He
was just a real nice guy.
Oh, he's
he wasn't you, and you were special.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Now you got what
you're
you
special.
Needed.
Right, right.
You're special.
I'm special like I'm special like this.
I'm sorry.
You're special. All right, well, that's how you play. Howl's your mother-in-law.
Thank you, Big Frida. Thank you for helping us with that. Good job.
Nice to talk to you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Big Frida.
And listen, how you...
Good luck with the motorcycle.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you like living with us? I mean, I know I complain about it on the air, and you know I'm kidding about that most of the time. From your standpoint, how is it?
It couldn't be nice. The only thing is I hate to be in anybody's way.
Oh.
And when I was living with Judy, it was the same thing. I like my own space.
Yeah, it's like
certain independence. People do too. So.
That's why I like it when you stay in that room upstairs. I mean, in that way, we're very similar.
Yeah.
She likes privacy. Yeah. I like privacy. Yeah. I like having the whole house to myself and having my mother-in-law.
So you like her to stay in that room upstairs.
I don't have to lock the door.
No, you don't have to lock the door.
So I'm safe. He doesn't wander around the house.
Okay, Big Frida. I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You kill me.
Wow.
That's why we keep you in that room upstairs.
24 hours a day.
How's your mother-in-law?
And that's just one of the questions we can play on how's your mother-in-law.
So call us now, and then what we'll do is call your mother-in-law, and you'll get today's trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Independence Air now flies to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Wow.
Fly I and get your happy bags game tag. FlyI.com. Go your own way.
If your mother-in-law answers correctly, she gets to come out of the room for a day.
We'll be back when you call them.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right, so let me tell you that we're doing this, How's Your Mother-in-Law, because this weekend it's Mother's Day weekend. Okay?
Yes.
You lost again.
There we go.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger, and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The gods of air and wind, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Check out our website, DonAndMikeWebsite.com. New pictures of Mike and Buzz wearing their motorcycle gear. Let's see. Hold on a second. We got one, two. Oh, we got way too many people here. We're going to play How's Your Mother-in-Law.
Fantastic game.
And we're giving away the trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. There, I've read all of the plugs.
I believe so.
Let's get right to first person to call, I guess, right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Rudy. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, hello, Rudy. You're on the air. How are you, sir?
Oh, well, I'm doing all right, except for this wonderful D.C. traffic.
Okay, Alex, from D.C. on WJFK. Thanks for listening. How long have you been married?
Since the middle of January. Not long at all.
Oh, you're a newlywed.
Well, first let me ask you, how's your mother-in-law?
Well, I hope she's doing all right.
Very good. All right, so good relationship, bad relationship?
Oh, it's good. My mother-in-law likes me.
All right, well, let's turn this around. Let me ask you, what's the one thing that she does that really pisses you off that you've never told her?
Oh, geez, I can't really think of anything.
Oh, okay. Well, see? And that's how you lose. See, that was just a test, really.
You really can't play the game.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
See, my answer would be when she leaves that room.
Right.
When she leaves the locker
room. But see, you've got a few more years than that other guy. You know?
Hello.
He was January.
Don and Mike. Yeah, what is it now? May?
Mm-hmm.
Too eager.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wait till November.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, a girl. Be nice playing with a chick.
Wonderful.
Hi, what's your name?
Lacey.
Lacey Underall? Lacey Underall?
Daddy?
Lacey, where are you from?
I'm in Alexandria, Virginia.
All right.
Buzz and I were there today.
Yes. How long have you been married? Hello, do you speak English?
Lacey, are you listening to the show? Are you okay, Lacey?
Lacey?
Are we stupid?
Is this Lacey Peterson? That's the only acceptable answer. This is Lacey Peterson, because I know she's dead.
Lacey, are you there? Lacey's gone.
That must have been Lacey Peterson.
I think so.
God rest her soul.
Mm-hmm. Spooky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, how's your mother-in-law?
Annoying.
Okay.
Oh, okay, annoying.
How long have you been married, Dan?
I've been married about 5 years.
Five years, okay.
What's her name? What's her first name?
I'm sorry?
What's her first name?
Connie.
Connie.
It might be perfect.
Sure does sound like something else.
I've got a great question for number two.
But Mike, we can go with just one question.
I've got a multiple choice question.
Okay, lay it on me. What is it?
Dan, are you there?
I am here.
Dan, the first time she met you, will your mother-in-law say she was A, impressed, B, unimpressed, or C, highly disappointed?
That's a good question.
She thought I was loud and obnoxious, so I'm going to go unimpressed.
Unimpressed, but not the worst one.
Yeah.
Highly disappointed.
Okay, and just for a bonus.
Yes.
What does she hate most about you?
It could be any number of things.
Pick one.
Just pick one. I know how that goes.
How about that, I don't know, I'm opinionated, loud, and obnoxious.
Well, that's three. Do you want to just go with loud and obnoxious?
Yeah, let's go with loud and obnoxious.
And what is it about her that sets you off?
She lets her dog.
Number one?
Yeah, I think we should just go with all three of those. You've got the one. And yours, Mike, should be the last one because it's like a multiple choice.
Okay, very good. So we'll go with loud and obnoxious. That's what the mother-in-law doesn't like about him. The thing he doesn't like about the mother-in-law is her dog.
The dog pees.
Right.
Okay, and you know what? Who knows? If she gets one out of three, maybe we'll let her.
Okay, very good.
Okay, because after all, the game is how your mother-in-law.
Let's find out how she is.
Let's welcome now to the show, Dan's mother-in-law.
God,
hello.
Is she young or what?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, ma'am. This is Don and Mike. Dan, what's your mother-in-law's first name?
Connie.
Oh, right. I forgot that. Connie.
Hello, Connie.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Connie.
How are you?
We are.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dan.
Okay, I'm gonna put your son-in-law on hold for a second.
That's right. We're playing the game with you now, Connie.
Stay on the line there, Dan.
You know,
Connie, that Mother's Day is this weekend.
That's right.
And Dan, who violated your daughter and married her, has a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. Here, we're playing a game called
How's Your Mother-in-Law?
Your mother-in-law. And we have three questions we'd like to ask you about you and your son-in-law. And if you get one, two, or three correct, he'll win a trip.
Okay.
Okay. What's the first question, Mike?
The first question for you, Connie. What don't you like about Dan?
There must be something you don't like about him. He gave us an answer of something that he thinks you don't like about him.
Okay, let me thank you.
Okay.
What is something that annoys you about your son-in-law, Dan?
He drinks beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Drinking beer is not the correct answer.
What did he say?
He said he's loud and obnoxious.
Well, he's that too.
Is he loud and obnoxious when he drinks beer?
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
All right, let's go to the second question, Mike.
The second question is, what will Dan say annoys him about you?
And hard to believe, Connie, but he did come up with something.
Oh, it's not hard to believe.
Oh, I find it very hard to believe.
And tell him what to do too much.
You tell him what to do too much.
Awesome. No.
Final answer?
No, said it's that dog peeing all the time.
Oh, my dog.
Yeah, your
dog,
remember?
Your dog with the problem.
Yes.
Okay, that means it's all down to this one. Mike's multiple choice question. He could win the trip to Las Vegas.
Yes, it all comes down to this one. Are you ready, Connie?
I'm ready.
This is going to be the easiest one, hopefully,
for
you.
How's your mother-in-law?
Connie, the first time she met, the first time you met, I got up at 5 a.m. again today.
Okay, start. Hold on, Mike. I'll give you a reset.
Take two.
Mike, how's your mother-in-law?
Connie, the first time you met Dan, would you say you were A, impressed, B, unimpressed, or C, highly disappointed?
Now, think about that again. The first time you met Dan, yes. were you...
Impressed, A, mm-hmm. unimpressed, B, or highly disappointed, C?
Knowing him, he probably said I was highly disappointed.
Oh, no! No, I'm terribly sorry.
No, Dan.
He said you were unimpressed.
Oh, unimpressed.
Yes.
Well, actually, I was very impressed with it.
Listen to that, Dan.
I was loud and obnoxious.
Oh, you beer-drinking louse.
What, Dan?
I am a beer-drinking louse, but that's not the point. She's lying.
No, I'm not.
If she's lying.
About most, Mom.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
the doll.
Listen to this. Look, now he's bullying her.
She's a crap little doll.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh,
be nice.
Now, Dan, that's obnoxious.
Now, what's the
I know. Well, I could be loud.
What's the dog's name?
Angel.
His name is Angel.
Angel.
Yeah, untrue.
Yeah.
Devil.
The devil. You really like this guy, Connie?
Yes, I really do. He's a fine son-in-law.
Except when he drinks, like now.
Oh, well, he has a beer every now and then. Yeah.
Every now and then.
Let's define every now and then.
Maybe every hour or so.
Every hour.
Well, we try to
do.
I love these people.
You're not helping, Mom.
Every hour.
Every hour or so.
And you think the dog goes a lot.
The trip.
Yeah, it's too funny. They're too funny.
Way to give this guy the trip. Congratulations, Dan. You won the vacation. We're giving away a vacation today in the month of May to America's Playground Las Vegas. That's courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show, FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Thanks so much, Don and Mike. You guys rock.
Don't thank us, Dan. Thank Connie.
That's Connie, right. You're the best, Mom. I love you. Dinner's on me.
Be nice to her.
Hey, Connie.
I will.
Yes.
Has he planted his demon seed yet in your daughter?
Yes, he did. More than one time.
Oh, they're the perfect duo.
Was the child born with hoofs?
Actually, the child is very beautiful.
Oh, that's great, Connie.
Thank you, Mom.
Would that be the child you're watching now?
That would be the one that's crying right now.
Yeah, that's well.
Better be nice to her, Dan.
That's right. Listen, Connie.
She's a good woman.
Connie, for you... For Mother's Day, listen to this. We're going to buy you $100 worth of the nicest flowers we could find from 1-800-Flowers.
Well, that is so nice.
That's from us, not from your asshat son-in-law.
Okay.
Say I love you to all the moms in your life and flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com. Mother's Day bouquet start at $29.99. Just call, click, or come in at 1-800-Flowers.com.
Well, thank you, Don and Mike.
You are very welcome, Connie.
Thank you, Connie.
And you, Dan.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, yes. Slacker. Hold on, Dan.
Enjoy. Yeah, all right, thanks.
Enjoy your trip.
Have a beer.
To Las Vegas. And
they were great.
Yeah. Okay, take care of that kid. Connie?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
How
old's the little Damien now?
She is 3 weeks and 2 days.
Oh, is that what it is? The second child?
This is the second child.
Just think, you'll only be watching her for 17 more years.
That's
right.
11 great. Months and 1 week. Connie, thank you.
1 week.
Thank you for being on the show, Connie.
And thank you for calling.
Hold on just a moment.
Bye-bye.
Hold on. Oh, there you go. Well, that's Connie.
Every hour.
We're owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
They're both in
one
buzz.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, you got it?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
What's your lead story tonight?
Are we about to nail the man behind the attacks of 9/11 and Osama bin Laden update?
Thank you!
Okay, that was very...
professional!
Stay tuned.
I forgot
for news
part.
And comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I forgot that.
Yeah!
Okay, now that was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't be hating the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time for Buzz Now. Buzz's news and comments brought to us by Viramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, Viramax. Number one, does it really work?
I'm going to call for Dr.
Developed, clinically tested, patented, Viramax, in retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY. At Santana, and here's Buzz wearing. Now, is that the,
oh, you brought it with you. I
yeah.
forgot.
That's the hairnet?
This is the hairnet that I wore yesterday before I had the cool do-rag. And I my thinking was, I bring it to work. If I ever need Ron Bennington's headphones again, I'll use the hairnet.
Here's what we need.
Uh-huh.
We need Joe to get in there and take a picture of you wearing yes. that. Because it looks like a shower cap.
Now you kind
of
know what I was dealing with yesterday when I saw that.
No wonder you couldn't keep a straight face. I just looked in the mirror.
Right. We'll get that picture up on the website by tomorrow. We'll add that to the collage.
Yes.
Buzz, the collage of rock and roll knowledge. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Try to take me seriously as I tell you that Al-Qaeda's number three commander, close to Osama bin Laden, was arrested today in Pakistan. Pakistani officials say this means they are now, and I quote, on the right track to catching bin Laden.
Now, where is this guy in the deck of cards?
He's number three, right? Osama
number two.
Osama's number one. What's his name is number two, and
so he would
this
be
guy's number three.
You know, we've lost track of the cards. Would he be like a king then?
Yeah, he's way up there. I believe so.
Well,
right?
I don't think the cards apply to Osama at all. I think the cards were only the Saddam Hussein people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was just for Iraq. This is a different thing.
Playing with a different deck. According one official, this is a very important day for us. Abu Faraj Alibi plotted plotted twice to have Pakistan's president assassinated. So it is an important day in Pakistan. But Pakistani officials also say Alibi's arrest has given them clues that say Osama bin Laden is not far away.
Boy, how many times have we heard this? I sure hope it's... We could
use some good news.
But literally, we've never been as close to him as we appear to be with the arrest of this guy, because this guy is always within yards of Osama bin Laden.
We're supposed to believe you.
Yeah.
Wearing a shower cap.
What, you're having trouble taking me seriously?
You know, it's amazing. They talk about he's always close to him. Well, then where the hell is he right now?
Right.
And what was I seeing today on MSNBC? It was something about... how Al-Qaeda really plans in advance, and no area in America is safe, and they don't really care about it to kill people. What they want to do is make a spectacle.
Right.
So then Amy Roadblock on MSNBC, the pretty but just dumb as a box of rocks, reading off the prompter girl goes, so tell me something, Mr. Expert, where might be some trouble spots in America, And the guy goes, well... there's the St. Louis Arch.
Oh, how long have we been here?
There's the Sears Tower in Chicago. If you go all the way out to San Francisco, there's an area where it's not very highly populated by the bay, but the tremendous explosion out there would go. You know, it's like, that's not analysis of the news.
No. Speculation. Speculate, right.
And I want to say this, that I'm a proud American.
I know you are.
Okay.
No one's prouder.
I was pissed when they announced that one of the possible locations was my wife's 50th birthday party.
Well, that's outrageous.
Said the St. Louis Arch.
Yeah.
The thing in Chicago, the Sears, and then my wife's 50th birthday party.
I applaud though your courage in still going without security. And appropriately enough, our Homeland Security Begins at Home department. A Pentagon analyst has been arrested for illegally passing military secrets about Iraq to Israelis.
56-year-old Larry Franklin was due in court here today. He was a specialist on Iran and other Middle Eastern affairs. The FBI says he gave classified information on possible attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq to two employees of a pro-Israeli group.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Happened over lunch at Arlington in June 2003.
I'm trying to think. I mean, what's the big deal, right? They're an ally. He's giving information.
Or are they?
These were classified documents that even our allies were not supposed to see.
Oh, okay, so it's a boo-boo.
Hence, they've arrested him. Right. Keep your enemies closer, but keep your friends close, too.
Mm-hmm.
The polite name for it is fratricide. When a soldier or soldiers kill one of their own accidentally.
Fratricide.
Turns out, that's what happened to NFL player Pat Tillman, who gave up football to fight in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not an exactly new story, right? He was killed by friendly
fire. That's true, but part of it is, so stay with me. He was saluted, of course, as you remember, as a national hero, after he was killed in battle by enemy fire, we were initially told. He was killed by his fellow Rangers, and the Army investigator who knew that within days of the incident kept it secret, even from Tillman's family, until after the big TV tribute to the NFL soldier.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, military higher-ups knew it too, including a general. The Army now says it was just trying to be compassionate.
Now, you know,
best reason for any lie, just trying to be compassionate.
Yeah, well, and I saw what's sad about it is they were replaying some of the services.
The tribute,
that they had,
yeah.
And where they've got a guy in an Army uniform who's saying, you know, they were coming over this hill and Pat had a decision to go this way or this way. And he said, I mean, the guy was very specific. He said, Pat said, let's go this way. Pat led the group. Pat saved all these guys' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Lives.
Right.
And he's a hero because he went over there.
Right.
I mean, they don't have to Hollywood it up.
No, not with that. And, you know, it just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth when they don't tell you what the truth is.
Yeah.
They should have come clean with that right away. I mean, the fact is he died serving his country. What the hell does it matter?
That's right.
And not that it matters, but if you happen to go to the Arizona Cardinals website,
right.
They've got right up on the front page there things that, you know, buy your Pat Tillman jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it strikes me as creepy because they
brought that up right when they were giving the tribute. You thought it was too commercialized anyway.
And now it's 2 years after the fact, or a year after the fact, since he's died. There's no note on the web page for the Cardinals that says, you know, proceeds go to the Red Cross.
I'd sure like to know if it does.
You know, it just seems to me like, unfortunately for the Arizona Cardinals, the most popular player they've ever had is dead, so let's make some dough on his jersey.
Boy, I'd love somebody to do an investigation of that one.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, we told you about the onset of the national ID card, the government's plan to standardize driver's licenses. Today, the government says it plans to start collecting more information on air travelers this summer, including their full and complete legal names and their birth dates. Oddly, travelers will not be required to give this information, just encouraged to give it, but those who don't cooperate will be subject to being singled out for a security pat-down.
Mm-hmm.
The airlines will forward their list to the Homeland Security Department, and with that, the government takes over from the airlines the responsibility of screening passengers. The government says the result will be fewer people wrongly stopped for closer scrutiny.
Right, well, give me a second. I'm on the world's slowest computer, but it is just... Now, here you go.
The Cardinals?
Official site of the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Here's what you have on the upper right. It says live construction cam to see the new stadium. Then there's a banner ad, new jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another one that says new logo gear.
Mm-hmm.
And then right below that it says Tillman jersey.
Wow.
I'm going to click on it now.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see what it says. I'm getting another box that's opening up.
Yeah, I mean, because you can probably clear this up right away.
Let's see.
If they are giving it to, you know, his family, where the money should go.
Hold on. I clicked on the thing and it didn't, it says Warner replica jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second. Let me get more jerseys here. Authentic replica, you know.
Oh, it just takes you to all jerseys.
All jerseys. But they still got them on the front page of the website. Saying, get your Pat Tillman jersey.
Right.
All right, well, I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Hey, you know, and those new jerseys they have?
Yeah.
They look like the Atlanta Falcons jerseys.
Find that out. I'd be curious to know if that is going to either a good cause or his, some other foundation.
Let me click on page two, and I'll call that dude I know. Hold on.
There it is.
Here it is right here. Tillman number 40 replica jersey. All right, let me see what it says in the description. I've just clicked on. Tillman number 40 replica jersey, price $64.99. Replica jersey by Reebok with the NFL equipment shield patch, 70% polyester, 30% nylon.
Nothing else.
No.
Okay.
But it's just, and Mike, it's right up.
Gets thicker.
It's right up there, right next to the rolling cooler and the woman's contrast spaghetti strap tea.
Oh, those are hot.
Boy, I would think that the NFL wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah. No, wouldn't just pocket the money.
Right. Anywho.
Yeah. While we're talking about airlines, a pilot, Roy Clemens, was a pinnacle of pride for American Airlines. The 47-year-old veteran pilot was a family man, a hardworking professional, so it seemed. But his neighbors in an upscale neighborhood of Nashville say they got tired of Roy exposing himself in front of his house. And he didn't just stand there. To put it in the pilot vernacular, he was pulling back on the stick. 25 times in the last year, according to a neighbor who videotaped the shows for police.
25 times.
The neighbor says just complaining to the pilot didn't seem to work, which explains the reinforced cockpit doors.
Just a cockpit.
And what if theaters published actual show times that reflected the actual start time of the movie? We'll tell you about that after the break.
Okay, good. Thank you, Bart. See you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% perfect. All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get back to Buzz, a couple of quick personal notes from myself to the people that follow us here on WJFK.
Oh, good.
As you know, Wolfman Carruthers has a show.
Yes, the Wolfman's fantastic.
Wolfman's got a couple of sidekicks named Ron Fez.
Yeah, they help him out a lot.
They're on after we're on. I caught Wolfman. And that's what we're calling him, Wolfman Carruthers.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying on the Ron and Fez show, I don't know how long ago, months ago, one of his dim-witted tirades about he can't respect any man that would wear a jersey with another man's name as a sports fan.
Right.
So I caught him today. He's wearing a Jerome Bettis thing.
Hey.
It's got the name Bettis right on the back of it. And he said, well, it's not a jersey. He said it's a pullover. It's a sweater or something.
I said, well, he's got the name on there.
Yeah.
It looks like a kid's piece of clothing.
All of his clothes look like kids' clothes.
Oh, that's right, Big Head. How he got his own show, I'll never know. I don't understand.
And then, anyway, there's also Keisha, who is an intern for Ron and
Lovely
Fez.
Woman, yes.
And, you know, I think I mentioned to you, she told me that she got her start in radio when she was a contestant on the Highway Love Connection.
Hello.
On our show. Keisha, if you're out there listening, I saw you looking at me. We made eye contact when I came out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I know you saw the wet spot. Listen, it happens. I have on khakis. Okay, I saw you looking right at it.
Sure.
So,
all right. Well, now you cleared that up.
There you go. So that's shout out to Wolfman and also to Keisha.
They'll be part of the show tonight with a couple of staff members, Ron and Fez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's all about the Wolfman.
That's right. It is. You'll see.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Wolfman Carruthers.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, so what if theaters published showtimes that reflected the time the movie actually started? Not just when the commercials start, not just when the previews start, when the movie starts.
Oh, now, I applaud this. This is really, really great news.
And
but, you know, there's a part of me that hates it.
Why?
Because, you know, there's a 7:05 show. Yeah. If I'm leaving here, I know I don't have to be there till like 7:25.
Yeah, but I'd love knowing what time. Because
it'd be a regular time.
The thing is, I'm sure you feel like I do. If it was trailers,
right,
you'd be okay. But like when you sit there and it's the same ads they run on TV.
Right, I know.
Oh, yeah. A pox on that.
Lowe's Cineplexes plans to try it thanks to increasing pressure from the public and lawmakers looking to build a political career.
You still have that cart?
I got it to play. It's got the lady on it. She talks.
Lowe's Theaters welcomes you to the exciting world of the movies.
Buzz hasn't sung for a long time.
Here we go.
Smoking is not permitted in this auditorium.
Buzz Burbank's going to sing for you in just a moment. He loves Lowe's Theaters.
I like
gift
your jingle.
Gift certificates are available at the box office.
This is old school Buzz.
Thanks for helping us keep the theater clean.
Right. Remember this, Mike?
I do. I love this.
Litter and trash receptacles in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
Please be considerate and don't talk during the show.
Here we go,
bud. Thank you for coming to Lowe's. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the show.
That's a great jingle.
Excellent.
Lord help me, I love a great jingle.
Yeah.
They're going to try it first. I'll try to do better tomorrow. They're going to try it first in Connecticut. If it works, it'll spread. Lowe's ads will tell readers that the feature begins 15 minutes after the printed time.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
And finally, the other day, we played the Good Samaritan game, but being a Good Samaritan is not a game, unless you're a German who finds a Polish motorist stranded along the roadside.
Uh-oh.
The 36-year-old German asked if he could help at the scene of a breakdown near Berlin. Polish driver said, yes, thank you. True story. German hooked up his vehicle and proceeded to pull the stranded motorist toward help at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour.
The
Polish driver flashed his lights and honked his horn, but the German driver wouldn't stop or even slow down. Swerving his own steering wheel finally got the Good Samaritan's attention. The Good Samaritan is now getting even more attention in a psychiatric ward.
This is Good Samaritan.
I am a crazy German. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Apply. Check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got some new pictures of Mike and Buzz in their motorcycle gear.
Yeah, it's test day tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have the results on that on tomorrow's episode. Please stand by now on WJFK-FM for the Wolfman Carruthers Show.
Oh, he's great. I love his beard.
Featuring Ron and Fez. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Oh, don't tell me. Tonight's the night that we flip to Jack FM.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
And you?
I'd like to express an opinion.
Yes.
I think Paula Abdul is guilty of being hot.
Charlie Gibson.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.